making or installing illegal copies of software at the office is stealing. By doing the right thing, you could be eligible for a reward of up to $1 million. Contact the Business Software Alliance to report a suspected violation.
Holding that 60-vote Democratic coalition needed to pass a bill. The president is also fine-tuning the speech set for tomorrow night on his Afghanistan war policy. He met again with his war council last night. And CBS News chief political consultant Mark Amgender looks at the high stakes in the speech.
Political consequences for the administration.
The long-awaited speech will be delivered at West Point, along with the additional deployments the president is expected to outline a broad exit strategy. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The manhunt for the potential suspect in the killing of four suburban Seattle police officers is now centered on a house in the city, where authorities say Maurice Clemens is holed up. CBS News correspondent Terry Okita is on the scene.
A hostage negotiator and authorities are surrounding this Seattle home. The negotiator is using a loudspeaker to try and get Clemens to give himself up.
Pierce County Sheriff spokesman Ed Troyer says authorities aren't certain what kind of shape Clemens is in.
We don't know if he's still alive. If he isn't, it's going to be because he succumbed to the wound that he received yesterday when he was in the struggle with the police officer that managed to get a shot fired at him before he was killed.
I'm Heather Bosch in Tacoma. Hundreds of candles flickered in the dark as people, many of whom never knew the officers, gathered at a church to honor them.
So we just felt it was important to be part of this.
Just to be here and show support for the law enforcement community.
Show respect for the guys that got killed.
They prayed and sang and had a message to the families of those officers.
Just that we're here, we're praying, keeping everyone in our prayers.
Well, it's Cyber Monday, the online equivalent of Black Friday. And as CBS's Dan Revive reports, it is a great time to log on and save on holiday gifts.
A business professor who studies cyber retailing says consumers should realize they can have things their way. No sales tax, no shipping, the best price if you keep searching.
No one should pay for shipping. The deals are out there.
Joel Evans at New York's Hofstra University. If you find great prices and start filling a virtual shopping cart and then you see there's a whopping charge for delivery, he says abandon your shopping cart.
If you abandon it before that last click and just get out of there, you're not liable for anything.
Evan says just hit the X and shut that page.
Well, figures from the first weekend of holiday shopping show there were plenty of people in the stores, but retail industry spokesman Scott Krugman says they weren't spending as much as a year ago.
On an average, consumers spend roughly $343 compared to $372 last year, which means they were going for merchandise with lower price points.
A sign of the times, the growing number of pop-up stores and malls where the vacancy rate has been climbing. CBS News correspondent Peter King has the story from Orlando.
They're only here for a little while.
Holiday-themed tenants like Hickory Farms, tenants that sell stockings.
Orlando Fashion Square marketing director Dave Ackerman says they generate cash in otherwise vacant spaces. But with retailers going through tough times, more temporary stores are popping up, and the very nature of the mall tenant is changing. Commercial developer John Crossman.
You're going to see some non-retail use going in some parts of malls. You're going to see some office. You're going to see some more service.
There are a few empty stores at this mall, but its parent company says it's pitching other properties to non-retailers like dentists.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by the Colorado Education Project.
What you're hearing now is the sound of a peregrine falcon catching a field mouse. And now, an Asiatic cheetah capturing an elk. And finally, the sound of Dog the Bounty Hunter catching a convict to jump bail.
Relentless ruthlessness.
An all-new season of Dog the Bounty Hunter premieres Wednesday at 9, only on A&E.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow, they're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
30 will get breezy at times. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shop Super Weekend at Lowe's. Doors open 6 a.m. Friday. Plus receive 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, let's build something together. Offer valid 11/27 through 11/30. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
Press. I mean, you know, this is one of the legendary journalists, at least in his own mind. He's a little left of Stalin, I think.
Get off my phone, you little finish!
Shut the F up and step aside, you little pisshead.
Just shut up, will you?
You shut up.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Oh, my God!
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
In the heezy.
A voice of certainty in an uncertain world.
The fun that's ahead of us here, folks, almost incalculable.
Let the debate on health care reform begin, and it will today in the United States Senate. Actually, it begins right here on the Bill Press Show, and welcome. Welcome, everybody, on this Monday, November 30. Great to see you today. And I hope you had a great, you had a great Thanksgiving weekend with your friends and your family. And now, after kicking back for 4 days, back to work it is, and what a week it's going to be. Yes, the health care reform debate begins in the United States Senate today. President Obama prepared to go to West Point tomorrow to tell the nation why he plans to send more troops to Afghanistan. Tiger Woods still refuses to talk to the cops, and the Secret Service interviews the gate crashers, those who crashed, the couple that crashed the gate at last Tuesday's state dinner. All that going on and all that to talk about here on the Bill Press Show. You can join the conversation at any time, 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7737. And don't forget, go to the website and check out lots of goodies today. By the way, this is the week also. The other big thing happening this week is Stephanie Miller and I in Chicago on Saturday night. Out there for Chicago's Progressive Talk at a great big party in Oak Park. Sold out, but no but about it. I mean, thank you. Thank you for all the great support for Progressive Talk in Chicago. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited about it. Stephanie and I were together in Madison, Wisconsin a month or so ago. And this is sort of we did such a success in Madison that we're taking our show on the road to Chicago this weekend. Also, wire at the website at BillPressShow.com. Now it's time to start thinking about that holiday shopping. Couldn't do better than checking out Carol Press's scarves, hand-woven scarves from the talented member of our family. And you can get pictures, thanks to Dan Henning putting them up on the website, of some of Carol's bamboo scarves and rayon chenille scarves. On the website at BillPressShow.com. Peter Rockburn and Dan Henning, what do you say, guys? Good Thanksgiving?
I had an excellent Thanksgiving.
Fantastic. Good.
Very nice.
And good turkey all around?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same here. We were up in Providence, Rhode Island with Carol's mom and her sister and husband and kids, and it was a lot of fun.
All of the cooking on Thanksgiving, and while turkey is a pretty flavorless, bland, boring bird, it does make,
you make
excellent
it,
leftovers.
Yes, right. And I do none of the cooking on Thanksgiving, so. And neither did Dan, right?
No, I went to different friends' places, and I enjoyed their cooking.
Enjoyed other people's cooking. That's a nice thing about Thanksgiving, where you can do that.
I did nothing.
All right, so coming up a little bit later, we're going to be talking to Josie Arancione from the Plowshares Fund, looking ahead to President Obama's speech tomorrow night on Afghanistan. And we know a little bit more now about what happened with those Northwest pilots that overflew Minneapolis by 150 miles. They released the cockpit tape when the pilots finally realized, uh-oh, we kind of went a little too far.
All right.
distracted, and we've overflown Minneapolis. We are overhead to Eau Claire and would like to make our 180 and do arrival from Eau Claire.
Yeah, we like to do a U-turn up here in the sky. Is that I do? We got a little distracted, you know. I still say that I still don't buy the theory that they were on their laptops talking about the rules of the road.
No way.
No, they were asleep. I gotta tell you, don't you think?
Totally.
Yeah,
I totally. Well, we got a little distracted
now,
up here.
We talked about what ought to happen to Tiger Woods. I want to ask you now, what ought to happen to that couple from North Virginia that crashed the White House state dinner? I think they ought to go to jail. But first.
Is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. We'll start in sports and basketball, where the L.A. Lakers beat the New Jersey Nets 106-87 yesterday. The Nets tying the record for the worst start to an NBA season ever. They're now 0-17. They yesterday fired head coach Lawrence Frank. He had been at the helm for 6.5 years.
They're bad. They are bad.
How'd they last that long?
Controversy.
You know, Jim Zorn ought to go coach the Nets.
Controversy continues to surround singer Adam Lambert after his sexually charged American Music Awards performance, but now the heat is on CBS. The early show interviewed him last week and showed the clip of him kissing another man on stage, but they blurred it. In the same segment, they showed a clip of Britney Spears kissing Madonna from an MTV show a few years ago, but they did not blur that.
Oh, God.
It's unreal.
These people just have to grow up,
yeah.
You know? Big deal.
And it looks like that jail director Roman Polanski could be out of that Swiss jail cell as soon as today. The Hollywood Reporter says he's been granted a $4.5 million bail, provided he stays under house arrest at his Swiss chalet in the ski resort town of Gstaad. He's been locked up since September when they nabbed him for that sex charge he fled from back in the 70s.
Come on, he's been in since September. That's plenty of time for drugging and raping somebody.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and he's going to get house arrest in this mansion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he can't leave the house. That's his punishment.
Yeah. Poor guy.
As if he'd ever have to leave that house, right? Thank you, Dan. Oh, man. All right, so all the good feelings and all the good news about this big first state dinner of the Obama administration last week for Prime Minister Singh, what's going to be, it won't be remembered for any of that. It's going to be remembered for one thing and one thing only, that's a dinner that a couple from North Virginia who are not on the guest list crashed. We know what happened. Here's Steve Portnoy from ABC News, kind of detailing that the Secret Service has decided they're going to fall on their sword for this.
In a rare statement from the agency's director, the Secret Service says it is deeply concerned and embarrassed by what happened. Though Mikhail and Tarek Salahi maintain they were, quote, cleared by the White House, the Secret Service says they should have been prohibited from entering the event entirely. That failing, the director says, is ours.
So, you know the story. I mean, this couple, they are wannabe celebrities. They had a TV crew following them because they're auditioning for the show, a Washington area Desperate Housewives kind of show. They're not on the list. They show up at the White House in their car. Their car is not registered, so they're turned away. That worked. But they got out of their car and walked up to the gate. They're not on the list. The Secret Service guy lets them in anyhow. And they just prance into the White House, by the press corps assembled there, have their picture taken. They go up the stairs. They go through the receiving line, shake hands with the president, shake hands with the first lady, shake hands with the prime minister, putting both of them at risk, shake hands with the prime minister's wife, go into the East Room, have cocktails, have their picture taken with various celebrities, put their photos from their iPhone up on their Facebook. Go walk out into the tent, have their picture taken. They go up to Joe Biden, talk to him, get her picture taken with Joe Biden, with Rahm Emanuel, the White House chief of staff. And then somehow, at that point, I guess they're escorted out. At least we're told they didn't have dinner because there was no place set for them. And some people say, like this friend of theirs, this guy's name is Casey Marginal. Yeah, Casey Marginal is a friend of theirs and say, oh, man, isn't this great?
This is part of what they do. They enjoy it. And And, yeah, why not? Look how many people are talking about them right now. And if you look on their Facebook page, most of it's positive.
Why not? Because it's against the law. That's why not. Why not? Because they put the life of the president at risk. Why not? Because they weren't on the invitation list. They trespassed in the White House. That's why not. Again, this idiot friend of theirs said, hey, whoop-de-doo, party time.
They're a lot of fun. They know how to work a party and promotion, and parties are part of their life.
Yeah, parties are part of their life. And also, it turns out that paying their bills is not part of their life. They face dozens, have faced dozens of lawsuits from people who say they've cheated them, racked up tons of bills for their wedding and everything else that they have still never paid. They've been in a long, long feud with his parents over ownership of some winery. And accused of stealing money from that. They falsified their who they are. I mean, she claims that she's a supermodel. No record of her ever having a modeling career. She also claims she was a Redskins cheerleader at one time. The Redskins say they've no record of her ever being on any cheerleading squad. These are a couple of no good wannabe celebrities who knew they weren't on the invitation list and showed up and crashed the party and succeeded in doing so. Now, again, you hear this friend saying it's no big deal. Pete King, the Republican congressman from Long Island, says, oh, yes, it is.
Whoever's responsible should have to pay the price for it. This is too serious a mistake.
Boy, and I agree with Pete King. I don't know about you. I'd love to hear your comments, 866-55-PRESS. But let me tell you, this is very serious. This is extremely serious. These people penetrated through the security at the White House. This is a big deal. It should never, never happen. And I think as Americans, I don't care who the president is. I don't care if George Bush or Barack Obama. We ought to live with the confidence that the president of the United States is secure, especially secure, inside the White House. And you count on the Secret Service to do that. And, yes, the Secret Service fell down on the job. What happened is they walked up to the gate. And, by the way, I've been to a state dinner, and I've been in the White House countless occasions for social events. And usually you walk up to that East Gate, and there's a Secret Service person there, and there's a person from the social office who is responsible for checking the list and who knows the list because they're the people that invite send out the invitations to these kind of events, right? Well, there was nobody there from the social office this time. The president's social office decided they didn't need to assign anybody with the Secret Service. And the Secret Service guy doesn't see them on the list, but they're dressed to the nines. They got black tie on. He's got a black tie. She's got a gown on. And so he says, well, they're not on the list, but they look legitimate to me. So he waves them through, figuring they're going to be caught down the road. And they weren't caught down the road. So I think the Secret Service is responsible here. And whoever that agent was, I'm sorry, him or her ought to be fired right on the spot. I think there should be a real shakeup in the social office of the White House that didn't have somebody at the gate, and they should have. And then I got to tell you, this couple, this is no fun and games. No fun and games at all. I think they ought to be charged with criminal charges for trespassing and endangering the life of the President of the United States and put their ass in jail. 866-55-PRESS. I can't believe that so many people are saying, oh, big deal, this is funny, this is fun, you know, this is not a high school prank. Jay's calling from Detroit, Michigan. Hi, Jay.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
All right.
Hey,
what do you think?
You know what? I absolutely agree. This is no joke. If they spend about 3 years in jail and are barred from afterwards discussing how they breached national security and got to the vice president and the president, taking pictures, putting it up on YouTube, there needs to be a serious investigation of this couple. I don't think they're just a flake couple. They are there to test the waters, and we found out that Obama doesn't have any security worth a damn. And
that's pretty shocking, isn't it? Because we all have the impression that the secret. I mean, I'm around the White House a lot, right? The number of cops and the number of gates you got to go through and security measures you go through. At least we have the impression that it's airtight, and it's not.
This couple needs to have their lives turned upside down. They need to be fined several million dollars. If they got any assets, they need to be seized. We need to know who the hell they are to think, with whatever privilege they think they have, to just walk up in the White House at a party when you're not invited so that they can get a reality TV show. And they don't pay their bills on top of it, their deadbeats on top of it all.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is not like a high school prank, right? We're talking about the White House and the President of the United States. Pat's in Beloit, Michigan. Hey, Pat.
Hi, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, I'm sorry.
You know what's scary? I heard on another show on your station that there is this group that are supporting a T-shirt and bumper stickers that say, pray for Obama, Psalm 109, verses 8 and 9. Those kind of nuts are scary because it says, a change of government, basically, and may his wife be a widow and his children orphans.
There are
crazy people out there, and they could have brought anthrax or something like
See,
that.
See, that's, yeah, Pat,
and
you're right.
All these people, the vice president, they're the whole government.
I know. That's why I think it's so serious. I mean, they say, well, the Secret Service, their first reaction was, well, they went through a magnometer, right? They went through the metal detector, so don't worry. Nobody was in danger. Guns aren't the only way to create havoc these days, right? You're
exactly.
right. They could have had some agent or some chemicals or who knows what.
Could have wiped out the whole government.
I know. I mean, that's how serious it is. I got to tell you, man, I think the heads ought to roll over this. Steve calling from Batavia, Illinois. Hi, Steve. Steve, right? Nope. All right. Well, we'll take a break and come back and get more calls. 866-55-PRESS. By the way, I know some people are going to say, hey, you know what? They did us a favor because they proved that the White House security is not as good as we thought it is. Here's an email from Robert Pangborn. Hey, Bill, how about somebody breaking into your house? In that case, you would want them arrested. You don't praise them, even though they found the security flaw in your house. Good point.
This is the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my friends, and for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom47.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom47.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom47.com. Freedom47.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. and prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like an exclusive discounted rate at Hilton Hotels when booking online. Making your holiday travel plans? Now through December 31st, 2009, Visa Signature cardholders receive a 25% discount off Hilton's best available rate. That's 25% off just for being a cardholder. So make the best of this holiday season. To take advantage of this special Hilton offer, book your stay at participating Hilton Hotels now at Visa.com/Hilton. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. And to check out a full list of perks, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchase must be made with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. What do you say?
I find it interesting, the whole double standard of law enforcement. If I don't pay a ticket, I go to jail. For doing 10 over the speed limit, if I don't pay the ticket, I go
right,
to jail.
Right, right.
You know, and then you see all these criminal offenses happening every day. I mean, like the guy who leaks confidential presidential communications doesn't go to jail.
Got it. Yeah, and a couple that breaks through deliberately, knowingly sets out and breaks into the White House. That's what a breaking and entering. Breaks into the White House. They don't go to jail. They better. Mike from Raleigh, North Carolina. What do you say, Mike?
Yeah, I think it's totally ridiculous to say that because they passed through a metal detector that the president was safe. Once they got inside, you've got nothing but steak knives. You got like 20 different kinds of ways to kill somebody sitting on a table. If these guys were trained assassins, all they have to do is grab one and stab the president. I think it's foolish to think that he was in any way safe once they were inside that place for dinner, with all the types of utensils that are around.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Of course, it was a vegetarian dinner, so there probably weren't a lot of steak knives around. But your point is absolutely valid, Mike. I'm telling you, don't dismiss this. This is very, very serious, and the people responsible have got to be held accountable and punished for it.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this.
Go to freedom47.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom47.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom47.com. Freedom47.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Really starting to see volume increasing heading into downtown, especially westbound 76, 74th Avenue to 270. Also on southbound I-25, leaving Thornton's tough, 104th to 84th. Also heavy after 38th Avenue. In Aurora, southbound 2 1/4 busy, Colfax to Alameda. Might see some more jams there after Yosemite approaching the Tech Center merge. In Golden, Highway 58 down to one lane, both directions between Washington and McIntyre for ongoing road work. Your forecast, sunny skies, light winds, and a high of 58. Right now, we're at 32 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Shop Super Weekend at Lowe's. Doors open 6 a.m. Friday. Plus, receive 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, let's build something together. Offer valid 11/27 through 11/30. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or call 303-469-0808. That's Best Way Insulation, 303-469-0808.
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-600-9721. That's 1-800-600-9721. 1-800-600-9721.
All right, here's the deal. Now, Campbell's Chunky Soup, always filling and delicious, has 23 soups with all lean meat and a full serving of vegetables. And here's the deal of deals. Get $5 in money-saving coupons at Chunky.com. Campbell's Chunky.
When your child has autism, there are many questions and few answers. That's why families across the country are going online to give researchers the insight only they can provide. Join the IAN Project at IANproject.org.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
Bill Press Show.
Here we are, 33 minutes after the hour. This Monday, November 30. Welcome back from your Thanksgiving break here. The Bill Press Show coming to you live, coast to coast, out of our little radio studio here on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. You know that theme song? The one and only Joe Cirincione, head of the Plowshares Fund. Joining us again on the Bill Press Show. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, Bill. Great to be back after the break.
Thank you. Hope you had a good break.
I did.
And you come back with a lot of news. Let's start with Iran. So the IAEA says you've got to halt construction of that new facility that was just discovered in Iran, and Iran fired back and said, take that. We're going to build 10 more.
Right. The IAEA delivered one of its toughest censors yet against Iran, Mohammed al-Baradei, basically saying that negotiations were at a standstill. Iran was just refusing to cooperate, and he had lost faith in Iran's goodwill. President Ahmadinejad of Iran fires back and says, not only are we not going to stop what we're doing, I'm going to build 10 more uranium enrichment plants. I think this is largely bluster.
Uh-huh.
It's taken them 9 years on the first plant that they've started.
Right.
They've got about 9,000 centrifuges now, about half of them actually operating. And Ahmadinejad comes out with a plan that essentially calls for 500,000 centrifuges.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to see how they could actually accomplish that plan. I think this is bluster. The best case would be that it's actually trying to improve his negotiating position. The worst case is that he's just, you know, laying down the gauntlet, posing the extreme there, and has no intention of going back to the table. I think we're in for a period of increased confrontation between the United States, its partners, and Iran.
Well, that verbal confrontation, for sure. But are there some talks going on either between us and Iran or Iran and Russia or other parties to try to resolve this issue, Joe?
The part of the good news here is that the U.S. and Russia are closer than they've usually been on Iran, and China's been brought in, too. We'll probably see some movement at the United Nations this month on a sanctions resolution. So the U.S. has been successful in,
mm-hmm.
its basic strategy. It hasn't convinced Iran to compromise.
Right.
But in so doing, it's demonstrated its goodwill and has brought Russia and China and the other countries along. Whether there are secret talks going on, I haven't heard anything about that, any kind of secret talks between
but
the United
would
States.
Would China and Russia support these sanctions, do we know?
They've indicated so far that, particularly because of the statements in the last week and in the last couple of days, that they're more willing to do this. And what they're negotiating now is the scope of the sanctions.
All right. So, again, Joe Serencioni, our guest, head of the Plowshares Fund, plowshares.org, P-L-O-U-G-H, shares.org. Joe, the president goes to West Point tomorrow night to give a speech on Afghanistan. Why West Point, number one?
Yeah. Well, one, to show his solidarity with the military and to provide a military backdrop to this war speech, which is what it is.
And he would not go to West Point to announce that I am not sending any more troops to Afghanistan.
No, all the signals are that he is going to announce troop deployments. You know the rumors, maybe 30,000 or so, and even that some would immediately leave, that is, would leave this week, right after the speech, highly unusual, but they seem to be geared up, ready to go, maybe a contingent of 9,000.
There are a lot of questions about this. One of the questions was raised yesterday on This Week with George Stephanopoulos by Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont. He makes, I think, a good point. Let's listen to Bernie, get your response.
I've got a real problem about expanding this war where the rest of the world is sitting around and saying, isn't it a nice thing that the taxpayers of the United States and the U.S. military are doing the work that the rest of the world should be doing?
Yeah, why are we always the suckers, Joe?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he does raise two points. One is the U.S. has NATO allies in Afghanistan, but really in token numbers.
Right.
A few thousand troops at the most from Canada and Britain, hundreds. Usually the numbers for the other countries. So we're doing it, and that's a sure sign that something's wrong with this plan.
Yeah.
There are many people in the administration, including the ambassador to Afghanistan, who have been saying that more troops are not the answer. You know, I don't think more troops are the answer, but I do think the president's caught in a box now. The third thing he raises is this taxpayer issue, which is could be a very interesting part of this debate. More and more legislators are talking about a war tax,
yep.
about not allowing wars to be paid for by deficit spending. And if you're going to say that health care has to be budget neutral, well, war has to be budget neutral, too. And if we're going to stay in Afghanistan, we're going to have a surtax on the wealthy to pay for it.
Didn't President Obama set himself up for this, Joe, during maybe we didn't notice it, but during the campaign, I was always troubled when I heard him talk about Iraq as the bad war and Afghanistan as the good war. And he also said he wasn't against all wars. He was just against dumb wars, you know. And so now, as you said, he's sort of in a box, right? Or maybe we're the ones in the box.
Well, partially for that reason, but I can tell you that even then, you know, people didn't envision a large-scale detail increase in Afghanistan. There was always the feeling that you had to put some troops in. And remember, the president came in and right away did put more troops in.
Yep.
In the first few months of his administration. In fact, we have twice the number of troops in Afghanistan now as we had 2 years ago. So there's been an increase in troops already. It hasn't had much effect. But he's also been boxed in by the military and the leaks that have come out. It's very difficult now for the president to say that he's not going to increase troops after a couple of months of leaks about what the military allegedly wants in this, particularly McChrystal, the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan. And, of course, the Republicans are hammering away at him. If the president were not to increase troops at this point and there were to be some kind of disaster in Afghanistan or terrorist incident here at home, he might as well not run for re-election.
All right. So, Joe, the president's task tomorrow night is to convince the American people that this is a necessary and the right thing to move and the right thing to do. So, explain how he can do that to me. I mean, I don't see it. First of all, the American people always rally behind a president when we go to war, right? We just do that. That's who we are, right? But this is not a new war against an attack. This is an old war, 8 years old, started by another president, right? And the president, Obama, has to convince the American people, as I see it, that this is not only the right thing to do to continue this war, but to expand this war 8 years later. What argument can he make that's going to convince the American people to support this war?
I think this is a very tough case, but I would be looking for three elements that he would add that he would say were new. And it's not the increase in troops. It would be a new strategy, a new troop. What you're going to do with the troops that he would have to enunciate. And there's been very little discussion about this. And so I don't know which way he's going to go, but it could be a concentration on the urban areas strategy. And a pullback from trying to occupy the entire country, especially the rural areas where U.S. troops are isolated. Two, he's going to be talking about Pakistan and an increased role for Pakistan in a coordinated Pakistan-Afghanistan strategy. This is a little problematic since the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Zardari, seems to be in a much weakened state. Just over the weekend, gave up control of Pakistan's nuclear weapons to the Prime Minister, somewhat bizarre move. So it's not clear that's going to be a convincing part of the argument. The third is the exit strategy.
Yeah.
And he's already taking some heat from this from the Republicans, but he's going to indicate how we will get out of Afghanistan. And that's something we haven't heard for the last 8 years.
Joe, looking back, and Gary Wills has written about this in the New York Review of Books, I think very admirably. And you said this earlier, the pressure from the military. If it's JFK or LBJ or it doesn't matter whom, it seems like every president gets in this situation where they're forced almost to send more troops where we shouldn't send more troops because that's what the military wants and they don't dare go against them. We've seen this movie before.
We have. Apparently Obama feels that he has to do this troop increase. So the question is, can he cap it here? Can that exit strategy be real? Is there a way that he says, okay, I can't avoid this. I've got to go do this. But here's what move, this is move A, but here's what B, C, and D are going to be, and avoid the open-ended escalation that doomed our enterprise in Vietnam.
And for the first time, we really are talking about the cost here, right? $1 million per soldier per year in Afghanistan.
Yes, this is something that could cost the American taxpayer $250 billion a year, $250 billion a year to maintain this effort. Is this what we want to do? And are we just going to borrow the money from China to do it? Is that how we finance the Afghan war? I think this talk of a war tax is gaining in the capital, and you're going to see more and more of it. And that's another way to put a brake on it. If you actually have people paying for the war instead of financing it through the deficit, that acts as a brake, a restraint on an open-ended commitment.
Well, a war tax or a draft, or maybe both. I'm not sure. We'll see either one. Well, Joe, those of us who are skeptics about this, you and me included, will be watching with interest tomorrow night. And see if the president can make his case.
Joe, thanks so much for today. As always, it's good to have you part of the team.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right, Joe Cirincione, the Plowshares Fund, leading organization in working for nuclear disarmament around the world, plowshares.org, P-L-O-U-G-H, shares.org.
The pulse of pop culture and politics.
The Pulse.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Announcing the Ally Bank online savings account with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account with a great rate. Compare rates for yourself at allybank.com or call Ally at 877-247-ALLY. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
Kevin Richards is concerned about sending his identity out into the world.
Hey, Kev. You know how you're always going on how I can't protect myself?
Oh, no.
I'm taking karate.
No, you're just a bundle of numbers and personal data.
Who can handle himself? Hi-ya!
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard. We scan everything from credit bureaus to public records, so you know what's going on. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again. Visit IdentityGuard.com. That's IdentityGuard.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Speed's really starting to dip now, southbound 25, especially up in Thornton, 104th to 84th, the hot spot. Speed's in the 20s and 30s already there. Also heavy downtown after 38th Ave. And we have someone changing a tire, eastbound I-70 at 225. That may slow you down. If you're in the high country, you have some patchy ice over Loveland Pass. But right now, the morning commute looking pretty good for us so far. The forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, but warmer with highs in the upper 50s. Right now, we're at 32 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
In national news, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of classic U.S. silver coins. At the end of this broadcast, we'll provide a toll-free number you can call to receive free information and a free DVD. Millions of classic U.S. silver coins were damaged in circulation, and millions more were melted down during World War I for their precious silver content, leaving relatively few in existence. But a hoard of shining, brilliant, uncirculated silver coins, saved from destruction, were amassed and stored away in vaults. Today, in a startling announcement, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited quantity of these shimmering U.S. silver coins with a historical legacy beyond their silver value. Available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-400-1841. To receive the free collector's DVD, call now. The number again is 1-800-400-1841. That's 1-800-400-1841.
A guy walks into a pawn shop and he says,
I'm here to sell my 16th century treasure chest.
What happens next? Find out tonight on an all-new season of Pawn Stars.
So how much do you offer it?
Around 12,000.
Are you talking pesos? You're talking dollars.
Join Rick, Big Hoss, and the old man.
I'm the one who makes the final decision.
You gotta be kidding me.
Pawn Stars, an all-new season starts tonight at 10, 9 central.
I got the history angel saying, buy this thing. And then I got the pawnbroker devil right over here saying, you're paying too much.
On history, and it's made every day.
Everything in here has a story and a price.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like an exclusive discounted rate at Hilton Hotels when booking online. Making your holiday travel plans? Now through December 31st, 2009, Visa Signature cardholders receive a 25% discount off Hilton's best available rate. That's 25% off just for being a cardholder. So make the best of this holiday season. To take advantage of this special Hilton offer, book your stay at participating Hilton hotels now at Visa.com/Hilton. to look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. And to check out a full list of perks, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchase must be made with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card.
You know, the job is to finish rooting out the Taliban, get Osama, which would, you know, end half of that organization, and at least help that country get a starting point for some sort of functioning government.
Well, they've had it. Kurt, first of all, the Taliban have been rooted out. They're no longer in power. We rooted them out because they didn't attack us, but they were hiding the people that attacked us.
Correct.
We rooted them out, and this Karzai's had 8 years to get started, and he's look at the mess that it's in. So what makes you think staying there for another 5 years is going to fix it?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much chaos going on with the border in Pakistan. If we pull out now, it just creates 10 times more problems. And I think if we can finish routing out the Taliban in Pakistan and where they are strong in Afghanistan, it's going to help at least get a little more security and semblance of organization there.
All right, Kurt, I hear your optimism. I tell you, I don't share it. I don't share the confidence that we, by occupying that country, are going to give them a stable central government. You realize, I say this almost every day on the show, in the history of humankind, the history of the planet, Afghanistan has never had a central government. Never, never, never. And we think by sending our Marines there, we're going to create one. It ain't going to happen. Boy, well, that's one of the big stories. The other big story, of course, what's going to happen to those crashers at the White House? They were interviewed by the Secret Service over the weekend. I think criminal charges ought to be filed against them. Hey, here's our roving ambassador, Arnold, down in Huntsville, Alabama. Arnold, why weren't you at the White House last Tuesday? You should have come up, man.
I'd have been taken up with chains on, Bill. They let the people get away with that kind of stuff, man. It's ridiculous. I'm just livid to hear people talk about it this nonchalantly, like it's just, just something that happened, you know?
Like a prank, yeah.
It's the first African-American president in our history. The only president in our history that had these many life-threatening threats against them. I mean, when you read it one time on the air of how many threats he had against his life, I was saying, I was appalled. I could have, man, be a president with that many death threats against him, and people showing up at his rallies and speeches, but he's sporting armament, like, you know, assault weapons and pistols strapped to the waist. I mean, this is ridiculous.
No, I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, the Secret Service looks bad here, the social office looks bad, and I think if they don't jump down on this couple, man, they're just going to encourage more people to try to pull pranks. And who knows? Who knows? You know, the next person, it might not just be some celebrity crazy couple, right?
That's right. But
yeah.
I say put them in a flying shake saucer balloon and send them. You know,
yeah,
they want some publicity.
Bring the balloon boy back. All right. Hey, they are. Thanks, Arnold, so much for the call. They are sort of like the balloon boy. It's another case of people who want to be on television, have their own TV show. I agree with what Ed Rollins said on CNN yesterday. He says, you know, they want to have a TV show. He said, how about this one? It's called Dealing with the Federal Prosecution System of the District of Columbia. That's the reality show that this couple ought to face. Yeah. Put your orange jumpsuits on, baby. You're going to jail.
Every time I turn the Bill Press Show, I get pumped up.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Well, I don't need coffee. I throw the coffee out the window.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
The things made just for women, like
Manicure? Pick a color, sweetheart.
Or...
for you. Happy anniversary, honey.
Maybe this is one of the most important. New Centrum Silver Ultra Women's. A scientifically advanced complete multivitamin for women over 50. It also has vitamin D, which emerging science suggests helps support breast health. And more calcium for bone health. New Centrum Silver Ultra Women's. More calcium refers to leading women's 50-plus multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 888-600-MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
Hey, do you owe money? Have big bills? Hello? Yes, I'm talking to you. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go outside and get a big rock. Now, I want you to squeeze that rock real hard to see if you can get water to come out of it. Not happening, right? Well, that's the same thing as you paying back more money than you have or make. The reality is the only way you're going to get rid of all of your debts is to settle them for less than what you owe. Well, as crazy as this sounds, this is exactly what the partner companies and National Debt Relief will do for you. If you have credit card debt, department store card debt, gas card debt, medical bills, payday loan debt, in fact, any unsecured debt, National Debt Relief firms will help you settle those debts for less than what you owe. It's that simple. But you have to call them. Get a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-554-3775. When you call this number, you're going to get free information that holds the secrets the creditors don't want you to know that lets you pay less than you owe. Call 1-800-554-3775. 1-800-554-3775. This is a limited time offer, so call today. 1-800-554-3775.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
All right, welcome back again from the Thanksgiving break. And on this Monday, November 30, my parting shot for today... you know, somebody who usually goes to the White House three times a week, let me tell you, it's not easy to get in, even if you're a regular. You could bust into the Vatican and sit on the Pope's lap easier than you could get anywhere near the President of the United States, or so we all thought, until last week's state dinner when a publicity-hungry couple from Virginia strolled into the White House and shook hands with Barack Obama as easy as if they were walking into McDonald's for dinner. Who's responsible? The Secret Service, most of all. It's their job to protect our president, and they didn't do it. The agent who discovered that their name was not on the list, but waved them in anyway, ought to be fired on the spot. Then, the White House Social Affairs Office also. They should have a staff member familiar with a guest list alongside of every Secret Service officer at the gate. Why didn't they? And then, finally, the couple themselves, who decided to crash the party just to get themselves on television. They ought to be charged with trespassing and endangering the life of the President of the United States. This must be fixed, my friends. Americans need to know that our president is safe everywhere, especially inside his own house, inside the White House. That's my parting shot for today. I got to tell you, White House briefing today at 1 p.m. East Coast time with Robert Gibbs, and I'm going to be there. Well, provided I get through security, I'm going to be there, provided my name's on the list. I got to tell you, I don't know whether to ask Gibbs about Afghanistan or the crashers. I mean, they're both important questions. And the Senate begins its debate today on health care on the floor of the Senate. So lots happening today, which means... all the more to talk about tomorrow. See you then.
Is the Bill Press Show.
This holiday season, couples can give each other a gift that may not be remembered long after the wrappings are thrown away. Or you could give a gift that can transform your relationship. A gift that could dramatically improve the one-third of your life you sleep. And even more dramatically, the two-thirds you don't. You could give a revolution in sleep called the Sleep Number Bed. A bed so ingenious, it calibrates to the precise zone of comfort your body needs. Adjustable on each side for couples. It could be the ultimate gift, and it's now available at the Ultimate Sleep Number event. For 4 days only, every single Sleep Number bed is on sale. You can save 50% on the ultra-luxury i9 model and get a queen Sleep Number mattress for as little as $599. The Ultimate Sleep Number event ends Monday, November 30th. The gift of sleep. The gift of back pain relief. The gift of a better relationship. Only 4 days, only at a Sleep Number center.
Select Comfort Sleep Number centers are in most major malls, including Cherry Creek and the Promenade Shops at Sentara and Loveland.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The man wanted for murdering four Lakewood, Washington police officers is either trapped in a Seattle home or he may be dead. Police spokesman Ed Troyer.
We don't know if he's still alive. If he isn't, it's going to be because he succumbed to the wound that he received yesterday when he was in the struggle with the police officer that managed to get a shot fired at him before he was killed.
Police still have not entered the building. They may send a robotic device in shortly. CBS's John Blackstone tells us the suspect, Maurice Clemens, has a long criminal record in two states.
Certainly there are going to be a lot of questions both in Arkansas and in Washington state about how Clemens was on the loose with such a violent past, with a record that many believe should have kept him in prison. He was released just a week ago on $150,000 bail on a child rape charge.
There's a new wrinkle in the Tiger Woods car crash story. CBS's Randall Pinkston tells us the police reportedly want to see Woods' hospital records.
The website TMZ is reporting that Florida authorities are looking into obtaining a search warrant to determine if indeed Tiger Woods' injuries were caused by a car accident or some other means.
TMZ says Woods' wife inflicted the wounds after a fight about a rumored affair with a New York nightclub hostess. A top tennis star is paying the price for losing it on the court. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. How stiff a price, Vicki?
It was not Serena Williams' finest hour. One expletive followed another as the crowd at the U.S. Open booed. Now the Grand Slam committees fined her a record $82,500 for her outburst at this year's tournament, and she could face a suspension if she reoffends in the next 2 years. Frank?
The latest test by Consumer Reports found that most chickens harbor salmonella or campylobacter, the germs that cause most cases of food poisoning.
In our findings, nearly two-thirds of the chickens that we tested had either one or both pathogens.
But that's an improvement from 80% 2 years ago. Calls for an investigation into last week's state dinner gate crashing incident are growing louder. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. What's the latest, Peter?
Well, of course, those calls are coming from some key members of Congress, Frank. Former Secret Service official Bruce Bowen told the CBS News Early Show the gate crashers obviously made it through the first security layer.
It's not excusable, but we need to take a look at what happens after the initial checkpoint.
The Secret Service has interviewed the couple who penetrated what is supposed to be the toughest security in the country. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In Munich, Germany, cameras captured the beginning of a retired Cleveland auto worker's Nazi war crimes trial. 89-year-old John Demjanjuk is accused of being an accessory to the murder of 28,000 Jews in occupied Poland during World War II. S&P futures are up about 2 points just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
At USAA, we don't think your money should retire before you do. And if your retirement investments are sitting in a neglected 401k, they probably aren't working as hard as they should. Put your investments back to work with an IRA rollover to a company you can trust. As of September 30th, 2009, USAA manages over $40 billion in assets for our members, and we provide a range of retirement products and services to help meet your financial needs. And with USAA, comprehensive retirement solutions are always just a phone call away. Don't let your savings take an early retirement. Call 800-235-0482 or visit usaa.com/rollover today. Consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the USAA mutual funds carefully before investing. Contact us at 800-531-8910 for a prospectus containing this and other information about the funds from USAA Investment Management Company Distributor. Read it carefully before investing. Investing in securities products involves risk, including possible loss of principal.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. A new study predicts the final segments of RTD's Fast Tracks program may never become reality. The report suggests without a drastic change in philosophy and expectations, RTD won't have a chance to build lines into Thornton, Boulder, or extend the I-225 portion past Parker Road to the plant airport line. The Denver Post reports the firm suggests RTD is almost naive in thinking it can secure government money, put together an unprecedented public-private partnership, and secure sales tax to pay for a projected $2 billion shortfall. The first immigration office in Colorado Springs opens on Monday. A Republican congressman whose district includes the Springs has been pushing for the new office for 2 years. Congressman Doug Lamborn argued the office is important to Colorado Springs because it's the second largest city in ICE's Denver area jurisdiction. In sports, the Broncos had yesterday off. The Nuggets lost last night to the Timberwolves. Final score was 106-100. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a pretty good start to this morning's commute. No highway crashes or stalls to get in your way. We did have an earlier broken down vehicle. This was eastbound I-70 at 225. Guy changing a tire out there. He's now gone. So are those delays. Southbounders on I-25, sluggish on that approach to 104th, taking you past 84th. Speeds are going to dip down into the 20-mile-an-hour range through that stretch. Westbound 76, getting a little busier, coming up on 270. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day. We can expect a sunny one with a high of almost 60 degrees, currently 27. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shop Super Weekend at Lowe's. Doors open 6 a.m. Friday. Plus receive 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, let's build something together. Offer valid 11/27 through 11/30. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
There's never been a better time to find the home of your dreams. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know the home buyer tax credit has been extended and expanded. Current homeowners can receive a $6,500 tax credit. First-time buyers are still eligible to receive an $8,000 credit. The opportunity of a lifetime ends April 30th. Talk to a realtor for qualification details or visit houselogic.com/homebuyertaxcredit. Every market's different. Call a realtor today. Income qualification applies. Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
706 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. It is Monday, the last day of November. And we're headed into the, I think, the worst part of the year. I do. Although, I do like December. I'm one of those cheesy holiday cheer kind of people. But
sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Yeah, I might have a case of the Mondays. Not really. Although this is a tough Monday. This is the Monday after Thanksgiving, where the Thanksgiving vacation is over. The eating marathon is over. It was definitely an eating marathon at the Sirota household back in Philadelphia.
I've ran out of ways to eat turkey already, and it's only, what, 4 days after? I had turkey pasta last night, Dave.
That's
Cajun turkey pasta.
That's disgusting.
We ran out of the white meat, though, so all we have is the dark stuff left.
Yeah, I was, my family, we tend to have eating marathons on Thanksgiving weekend, and it's like, there's almost a part of me that's relieved to be back to normal eating.
I probably gained about 5-10 pounds over the last 4 days.
It definitely feels, I feel the same
way.
How
was the tofurkey?
The tofurkey was very, very good. Very, very good. I was particularly pleased with my mom's flourless chocolate cake. Oh, so good.
Flourless chocolate cake?
Oh, yeah.
You don't eat flour?
No, I do. But she just, there's a.
She makes a flour. There's a recipe for flour. Yeah. Oh, man, it sounds pretty good.
It's so good. It was so good. So good.
I'm a cranberry kind of guy. Give me the cranberry dressing stuff. And,
I'm not a cranberry guy.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a berry guy.
The homemade stuff, not the stuff that's in the can that has the ridges still
that's
around
disgusting.
It.
Disgusting. The canned stuff is like gelatinous and, it's kind of gross. We've got a great show for you today. At 8, we're going to be joined by Kate Redding of the Colorado Independent about discrimination. Gender discrimination in healthcare here in Colorado. Then at 8:30, John Donnelly, the reporter for Congressional Quarterly, they've got a blockbuster news story out about how suicides in the military this year are now, there have been more suicides in the military than combat casualties in the same year. So we've been talking about the Fort Hood tragedy. We've been talking about the situation at Fort Carson with morale there, and Congressional Quarterly's blockbuster new report about the rate of suicide in the military. We'll check in with the author of that report at 8:30. Then at 9, the author of Space Wars, The First 6 Hours of World War III. So we're going to be delving into some pretty serious issues. But this first hour, because we're going to try to ease it back into the regular work schedule, we're not going to go too ultra, ultra serious. Not too ultra, ultra serious. We're going to start off this morning. I caught this video that I want to play for you, the audio of, but you got to see it. It's on our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. It is a video taken of Sarah Palin's book event in Columbus, Ohio. And it is the interviewer is interviewing people outside a Borders bookstore about why these people are so excited to meet Sarah Palin. Now, we talk on this show a lot about the American idiocracy, how this is increasingly a nation of extremely, extremely stupid people. Not everybody's stupid, obviously, but there is a growing plague of stupidity and idiocy in this country, particularly on the right. I'm not afraid to say it, that you've got a lot of grassroots conservatives who are, for lack of a better term, really, really stupid and don't really think out their convictions. It's the worst mix, I think, of to be intensely loyal to something or someone and not be able to articulate exactly why you are for something or someone. So I want to play an audio of this. Again, this is on our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. But I want to play this for you. It runs about 7-8 minutes long. But you really got to have to listen to this. It kind of, I can't tell if it was depressing or funny, or depressing and funny at the same time. You make the call.
Well, tell us why you're out here today.
I am out here today because I want to meet Sarah Palin.
Oh, we're out here to have a chance to meet Sarah Palin.
She makes me proud to be a woman, and she's strong. I think she's refreshing, a breath of fresh air.
She's like a rock star in the conservative movement.
She stands for what America is.
Yeah. And what do you mean by that, if you could clarify further?
Freedom,
yeah.
Our liberty. The right to speak.
She is the epitome of conservativeness. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, if the Republican Party doesn't back her, it doesn't matter because she's going to get the presidency.
And do you hope she runs for president?
I'd love it. I would like to see her be our first female president.
What are some particular issues of Sarah's that you would like to see her bring to office?
Oh, gee. Help me out here, guys.
Fairness. Realness.
But any policies, I guess, specifically that you of hers?
I can't think of the policies right off the bat.
She's someone who can make a difference.
Yeah. What differences would you like to see her make?
I don't know. I guess I never really thought about it.
What are her proposals for health care?
I'm not really sure.
Well, what are some issues of hers that you agree with?
I'm not sure where you're going with that. What issues?
How about foreign policy? What would you like to see her do in terms of foreign policy?
To be honest with you, I don't know anything about her foreign policy.
I don't know. I really don't have an answer. I don't know her well enough, her thinking. I don't know what she knows or what she doesn't know. I wouldn't know half the stuff that probably some people ask me.
What do you think she would bring in terms of policy to office?
Good judgment again.
Any specifics?
I think that she would get control of some of the out-of-control spending.
Clean up the spending. Stop the spending.
She's for decreased taxes, cutting taxes, making a more, entrepreneurial,
conducive environment for our country, you know, getting back to less government dependence on things, back to individuals, and just a healthy country.
Well, what's some of the spending you'd like to see cut?
All of it.
Definitely more cost efficiencies and limit spending and cap and trade and all that.
And what are some of the problems that you have with the cap and trade as proposed by Democrats in Congress?
I don't know too much about it, but I mean, a lot of it's just the whole, like, too much spending for, you know, it sounds great on paper, but really it means people are going to suffer in the end, so.
You want to give away your own money, that's fine, but don't tell me to give away my money. That's socialism.
Barack Obama, he wrote 2 books describing in detail exactly what he's going to do.
Yeah. And what did the books describe?
Well, you know, his Marxism, Leninism, you know, socialism.
I think that she would acknowledge the system of government in the United States rather than focus of administration of czars.
Yeah. And what are some of your problems with czars?
I'm an American.
Yeah.
We don't have czars in America.
I don't think he likes the military. I think he can pretend that he does. I don't think he likes the military at all.
The way I think the country is going, I'm wondering whether or not we're going to have a presidential election in 2012.
Yeah.
I know there's some backroom talk of martial law. I'll give you one scenario that would absolutely do it, is if an atom bomb goes off in the United States.
We're no longer an exceptional country. We're no longer the shining light, the beacon to the world of what a society should look to be as far as freedom. We're just another country.
And you think Sarah will win if she throws her hat into the ring?
Well, he's naturalizing a lot of the illegal aliens. He's in the process of doing that. They're saying she's not going to have the votes when you throw those numbers in.
There won't be enough white votes on one side to get a candidate through.
No way.
I don't think he's even an American citizen.
We do need to have profiling. I mean, the politically correctness has got to get out now. I mean, we're Americans, and she sticks up for the American people, not for other people.
Yeah.
We're first, other people last.
When you're right, you don't have to compromise.
Yeah.
Compromise is for people that are wrong.
The state that she did govern was right across the street from Russia.
Right.
Across
the street, you'd be in another country.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that she's ever had to deal with Russia, but I'm sure she's had, you know, boundary issues that she had to deal with.
Yeah.
Like, we got boundary issues in Mexico right now.
Governor Vest is the only one that has a top security.
What's that mean?
It means that if anything happens to our borders on that side, she's the first one in the line of attack for there.
Drill, baby, drill. For one. I mean, that's one thing, absolutely. And some of these.
Of course, a lot of people are saying that we don't have enough, there's not enough oil.
Well, look at it like this. Suppose that we do drill.
Yeah.
And not just for oil, but for gas. And while we're talking about that, look, some of these special interest groups like PETA and that try to do endangered species with polar bears and other animals. Well, now we need to get the polar bears off the endangered list so that we can drill there.
We got all this energy, self-sufficient oil, gas right under our feet. Why aren't we exploring more for it and drilling here instead of sending all that money overseas and then exporting or importing all that oil back to us?
The second policy I love is the abortion issue.
Partial birth abortion, a baby is within this much of being a baby, and they gouge it from
behind. We have laws against it now, right?
Yeah, but they're being thrown out, chiseled day after day.
You think those laws are being taken away?
Yes, they are.
But it seems like in recent years they're actually being strengthened.
He said he was against partial birth abortion, but he's done nothing to prove that.
Well, how has he been supportive of partial birth abortion?
Well, you know, on the spur of the moment, I can't tell you that. I just believe that I've heard that over and over again. And I know it's going on. These procedures are happening.
Where have you been hearing that? A lot of people have said that to us. I'm just trying to get an idea of where people are hearing this.
Well, I belong to church groups, study groups, and, you know, I watch television all the time.
And what are you watching on television to find this?
Well, I watch Fox News a lot.
And what are some of those freedoms that you think have been taken away?
Well, I really think the fact that I am a Christian, I think that the government and the mainstream media has been playing a role in, gosh.
So you think your freedom to be a Christian has been jeopardized?
Well, not only speech, not only Christian, freedom for religion here. Yeah. And with the it's a slippery slope.
Do you hope that she runs for president in 2012?
Yes, I do.
And you'd support her?
I sure would.
Do you think there might be any problem with supporting her, knowing that you're not familiar with her foreign policy issues?
No, that wouldn't keep me from not voting for her.
A lot of people that are less informed about politics, when it does come up in the public sphere, they want to yell and scream.
This is not rocket science. I'm talking about going back to the basics of America.
We need good people like her that aren't afraid to speak up for reality.
Yeah, she had her time as governor, but I think she's got something up her sleeve.
And I think you're going to see crowds like this wherever she goes.
Are you afraid of what the Obama administration could do?
I'm very much afraid of what's happening in America. I really am.
So that is the video on our website, AM760.
And the video's even better, Dave, because you can actually see these people while they're doing it.
I know. You got to see these people. Yeah. You got to see this to really believe it. It's over at am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. You're not going to be surprised that the new Washington Post story this morning says that in a new Washington Post poll, Sarah Palin is the overwhelming favorite in the Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck primaries. Palin beats other Republican leaders on two questions: who best represents the party's core values and who Republicans would vote for if the presidential nomination battle was held today. But she has particular appeal to the loyal followers, specifically of Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck, two of the most popular and stupid conservative talk show hosts in the country. Note, I inserted the word stupid there. So that is the American idiocracy that we speak of here all the time on AM760. Figured that would give you a nice boost this morning. Again, check the video at am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. After the break, again, first hour here, just want to ease in, because in the second hour we're going to be talking about military suicides. We're going to be talking about gender discrimination and healthcare. We're going to be talking about potential for World War III. So we're going serious in the second 2 hours of the show. But this hour, after the break, we're going to kick off a discussion about whether you think chocolate milk or regular milk, whether kids should be allowed to choose chocolate milk over regular milk in Colorado school districts. A big story in the Denver Post says the great milk debate of 2009 has come to Colorado. Where do you come down? We'll open up the AM760.
I say serve them all prune juice.
I'm pro chocolate milk.
So am I, man. That's the only thing I used to look forward to at lunchtime was getting a little Sinton's, cardboard chocolate milk box.
I am pro chocolate milk. And also, we're going to discuss whether you think it's okay, my pet peeve, to push your seat back on an airplane. A lot of people traveled yesterday. I am anti-pushing the seat back, and I get pissed off when people push their seat back on the airplane. We'll open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo to kick off a discussion about chocolate milk and seatbacks on airplanes on this, the last Monday, the last day of November, the Monday after Thanksgiving, trying to get us all over the case of the Mondays. But first, a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. We do have a few accidents out there to avoid. One at Arapahoe in Liverpool. That's obviously east of I-25 out there by Saddlerock Golf Course. Also, accident on the ramp from eastbound Hamden to southbound I-25. Rollover crash, E-470 on the tollway near Smoky Hill Road. The highway drives into Denver, pretty busy. Seeing some really slow jams on southbound I-25 from 104th to 84th. Again, from I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Northbounder is going to tap the brakes there at Washington. Also heavy in Aurora, southbound 2 1/4 Parker Road to the Tech Center Merge. Forecast, sunny skies, light winds, and a high around 58 degrees. Tomorrow going to be cooler but dry. Highs in the upper 40s. Right now, 32 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Remember... Independent Power Systems is an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules. And they're a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. Did you know that Xcel Energy recently reduced the solar rewards rebate again? Don't miss your chance to save up to 50% on solar. Call Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, at 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or online at solarips.com/KKZN.
Hey, it's Juliana Rancic live on the red carpet with the winner of Entertainer of the Year, the Comcast Hollywood Triple Play. With me now, Shaquille O'Neal and Ben Stein.
Thank you.
So, guys, what's all the buzz about?
This is the real deal for movie lovers. Yeah, you get access to thousands of on-demand choices.
Ooh, fierce.
Plus the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass,
which includes an additional 24 new release on-demand movies your first year. That's worth $150, Juliana.
Wow, sounds like a hit.
This is the biggest thing since you, Ben.
Comcast presents the Hollywood Value Plus Triple Play. With thousands of on-demand choices, lightning-fast internet, and unlimited local calling for just $99 a month for the first 12 months. Plus, you'll get the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass, which gives you 24 new release on-demand movies your first year. But hurry, this offer is only showing until December 6th. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
New residential customers only. After 1 year, regular rate supply. Equipment installation, taxes, and fees extra.
John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Tonight at 9.
She's got to stop abusing these drugs.
A&E's Emmy Award-winning series Intervention returns with all new episodes.
I don't understand why I keep doing it over and over. Every time I do it, something bad happens.
He's lost his dignity.
Go get sober and have your child come back into your life.
The new season of Intervention premieres tonight at 9, followed by the season premiere of Hoarders, only on A&E.
Best Money Saver is back. The ebook 10th Anniversary Edition is now available. Save up to $20 on groceries from King Soopers, over $8 on Comcast On Demand movies, Copper Mountain and Winter Park 2-for-1 lift tickets, their best season pass deal, and much more. Buy an ebook, save money, and for every $10 book sold, $6 goes to support local education. The ebook is available while supplies last at all Front Range King Soopers or eduproject.com.
760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
726 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Clear skies today going up into the mid-50s on the first Monday after Thanksgiving, the last day of November. Check our website again, am760.net, for a video that's going to make your head explode. We talk a lot about the idiocracy here on AM 760 and how the conservative base seems to be unified around, if anything, sheer stupidity. There's a video up at am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page showing an interview with Sarah Palin's supporters at a typical book event of hers, this one in Columbus, Ohio. We played excerpts of it in the last segment. It's really, you gotta see it to believe it. I promise you, it's going to make your face explode, really. It's really incredible. And we are gonna kick off a debate now about two issues. One is my pet peeve, another reported on in the Denver Post. The first issue, let's go to the issue in the Denver Post. Curious to hear your thoughts on this. The headline, Colorado schools face cartons of controversy over milk. Health cited on each side of schools' debate over chocolate versus plain milk. Cole O'Connor doesn't always get to always choose the hot lunch at Denver's Lincoln Elementary School, but when he does, the second grader pairs it with a nice strawberry-flavored milk. Third grader Riley Finch is a chocolate beverage kind of guy. White milk, in Riley's estimation, quote, gets kind of old. So what if those chilled bins in the lunch line contained only white milk? No flavor options. Riley wouldn't go for that. Cole enjoys white milk
on cereal, quote, but by itself, I think, not that often. So there you have it, a concise summation of a dilemma that has grown-ups around the country locked in a debate stirred up this month by the dairy industry's new Raise Your Hand for Chocolate Milk campaign. Give kids chocolate milk, and you're handing a generation struggling with obesity another fistful of sugar, critics say. Sure, but you're giving them vitamin D, calcium, and potassium in a form they like, goes the other side of the argument. Take away flavored milks, and you drive kids off the vitamin-fortified path and into the arms of demon soda. In a growing number of schools across the country, the former argument is winning. Alarmed by soaring childhood obesity rates and nudged by concern over fattening processed cafeteria food, schools, including some in Colorado, have closed the freezer door on flavored milks. So what do you think? Are you pro-flavored milk or are you anti-flavored milk? My take on this is I'm pro-flavored milk, but in a regulated kind of fashion. I think there's a third way here on this. I think everything is good in moderation. That, sure, might not be such a good idea to allow kids to have chocolate milk every time they have milk, or strawberry milk every time they have milk. But it can't hurt to let them have it sometimes. It can't hurt for the bins to have it out, I don't know, 2 or 3 days a week, could it? Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Are you pro or anti-flavored milk? 303-713-7600. Then, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. This is my pet peeve. A lot of us were traveling this weekend, and it's an issue of travel etiquette that really just gets me fired up. And maybe this is my pet peeve. Maybe you'll disagree with me. Pushing the seat backs on a plane. I once wrote a column about this. Do you think it's okay to push your seat back when you're on a crowded plane? Do you think it's okay in an etiquette kind of fashion? I'm totally against this. I find it completely rude. I find it completely unacceptable when you're sitting there in coach class, which is tight as it is, and someone shoves their seat back in your face, doesn't even ask you, knows you're there, doesn't ask you, doesn't say, I'm going to do this, doesn't say, excuse me, no apologies, just shoves their back right into your face. Is this okay? I think it's not okay. I think it's unacceptable. I think it's completely disrespectful, and I think, frankly, it's part of the me culture that we live in, that the me culture, I'll do whatever I want, I don't care what the ramifications are for anybody else. I feel like pushing the seat back is a little teeny example of a broader, bigger problem in society where we really just don't care about each other at all. What do you think? You think I'm crazy? 303-713-7600. Are you pro or anti pushing the seat back? Turk comes down. Turk says if somebody shoves the seat back in your face, you have a right to shove your seat back.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Dave, they're kind of put there for a reason, though, you know? I mean, yeah, if somebody's going to put theirs back in front of me, I'm going to move mine back.
But the problem is then you create a chain reaction.
It is. Well, that's a problem. And here's the other problem is when little kids do it.
That is a problem.
You know, little kids, like, do they really need to push the seat back? But if you're like, I mean, is it only, you're only allowed to push the seat back if you're an oversized passenger?
Well, my wife, Emily, her take on this, I think I'm summing up her take properly, is that she gets particularly pissed off when people push their seat back and they're not trying to sleep, when they just push it back just to read, and they don't look that to see if somebody particularly large or tall is behind them. She thinks it might be okay to push the seat back if you have a small child behind you whose leg room won't be bothered.
Yeah, that makes sense to me, Dave. It basically, for me, it's like, you know what, they're there for a reason. I'm going to use it regardless.
So you're the problem.
You know, if there's like a 7-footer sitting behind me, I'd probably think not to do it.
If I was on the plane with you, we'd be in like a fist fight.
Well, I don't think we'd be in a fist fight, but, you know.
Sometimes, I'll be honest, sometimes, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes when somebody puts the seat back, I will give, just once, but like a little sort of rude shove of the seat.
Just a little knee?
Just to express
just
my...
Just know you're there?
Just to express my disapproval of the, as I said, the selfishness. So I wonder what the audience... Where does the audience come down? Turk, pro-pushing the seat back. Sirota, anti-pushing the seat back. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. We're going to go to the phones. Let's go to Lucy in Golden. Lucy, you're on AM760.
Hi, Dave.
Hey there.
I was just calling about the milk incident. I agree with you. I think the limitation would be great. Maybe just have it on Fridays. I know a couple of schools that have, like, pizza Friday. And give kids the option that still limit their choices.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's – everything is okay in moderation, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you don't want to, I mean, dictate to the kids. I think they have to learn how to make wise choices. And just laying down the law that you're only going to have white milk – isn't really going to work. I think if you, you know, one day a week, it's not such a big deal.
Yeah, that's exactly where I come down. Now, I guess the logistical question is, could the school, you know, does the milk go bad if you only put it out once a week? But I agree with you, Lucy. There's got to be a way to regulate the amount, the different kinds of milk that are put out there for the kids to choose. And you don't, going one way, you know, they can choose chocolate milk every day, or the extreme other way, they can never have chocolate milk. That seems to be a little bit ridiculous. Of course, we're a country that really loves kind of, you know, extreme solutions. Are we going to, you know, we're going to go all in to Afghanistan, and we're going to never have, you know, medical marijuana at all, right? We're a country that loves absolutist solutions, but I'm with you. Like, there's got to be a way.
It's more of a, once you take a position, you can't back down. It's more, I think, that instead of doing middle of the road compromise.
That's a great point.
A lot of our solutions, it's, hey, this is my absolute stand on this. And then when, you know, other opinions are voiced that may be a little bit better or smarter, you're too scared to back down.
You've painted yourself into a corner, right? In America, acknowledging that maybe you could compromise or maybe you had one little bit of something wrong is considered a sign of weakness when, in fact, it shouldn't be. Hey, Lucy, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM760.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, man.
You need a device called a knee knocker.
A knee knocker for the seat backs. How does it work?
My mother-in-law turned me on to these. She was a flight attendant, and I used to live here and work in San Fran, so I commuted every day, every week. And what it is, it's a little plastic device. It's kneeknocker.com. It's a little plastic device that goes, you drop your tray, and it goes in between the tray arm and the seat, and the person in front of you can't move their seat back.
No way.
Yeah.
It's called kneeknocker.com?
I believe that's where it's sold at. I can look at the paper I have.
All right, we will look it up. So you suggest the knee knocker, which actually physically prevents somebody from pushing their seat back.
Yeah, and I've seen people that, like, I'm a big guy. I'm, like, you know, six feet tall and overweight. And so when people push their seat back, it really sucks. And I've had guys, like, stand up in their seat, pushing their shoulders back, trying to get the dang thing to go backwards. And it will not go.
Well, now I wonder, I mean, what technically couldn't somebody say, look, I bought this seat. It's got functional seat back pushing abilities, and the person behind me is infringing on that. Couldn't they actually kind of technically...
Well, first, they have to know something's wrong other than the seat's broke. Most of them assume flying coach that there's something wrong with the seat.
Oh, nice.
Most flight attendants recognize them and don't even look at them. They just keep walking because they all use them.
Oh, the flight attendants use them?
Yeah, when they fly. My mother-in-law lives here and worked. She worked out of New Jersey, I think, and she would, like, basically use these when she commuted. She had to commute every morning back from New Jersey to go to work.
All right. Well, in the break, we're going to take a look for kneeknocker.com. Mike, thanks for the tip, man. Take care.
Bye.
One last call before we hit a break. Robert at DIA. Robert, you're on AM760.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
All right, man.
Well, as far as the milk issue goes, they should be able to drink whatever they want to drink. That's not going to make them fat or skinny. It's the soda that the parents give them, I believe, and the parents aren't parenting anymore. A little thing of milk at school is irrelevant.
So you are pro-flavored milk?
It's irrelevant. Flavored, no flavored, drink it, don't drink it. It's not going to make them more obese or less obese. If they drink chocolate milk at school and they get home and all they drink chocolate milk, chances are all they're drinking is soda. They're really not drinking water, regular milk.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, if the kids are having chocolate milk even every day at school, but they're being, you know, they're not drinking soda at home, then you're probably right. The problem that's being identified here is certainly mitigated. All right, you're at DIA. Any quick opinion on the pushing the seat back?
Yeah, people should be able to move their seat anywhere they want. If they move it back slowly and try to be comfortable or at least polite about it, then the person who the seat's pushing on should be polite. If they ram the seat back, you know, I have my knee stuck in there for a reason. I'm also 6 foot tall and somewhat husky, so I just shove back if I have to, if they ram it on me, and if I have to get up, I am as unpolite as they are.
Actually, I didn't think about it this way. Perhaps the pushing of the seat back, the device that allows you to push your seat back, maybe it is a physical test of strength between the person sitting behind and the person pushing the seat back. I mean, I don't see in the ticket regulations that I'm not allowed to push forward against somebody pushing their seat back. Hey, Robert, good point. Thanks for the call, man.
Take care. Bye.
All right. 7:39 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're discussing whether you think it's okay for people to push their seat backs back on planes. A lot of people have been traveling this weekend. I'm anti-pushing the seat back. Do you think people should be allowed to do that, or do you think it's completely impolite and you think we should be able
to... Sounds like you need a knee knocker.
I do need a knee knocker. Then feel free to weigh in on the great milk debate. Big story in the Denver Post, a debate at Colorado schools. Should kids be allowed to choose chocolate milk, flavored milk, or should they only be allowed to choose at school non-flavored milk? Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, before I get to traffic, I'm just going to say, I get a Christmas gift idea for you every day on the radio show.
The
knee knocker's made the list now. All right, to traffic. Got this rollover crash out on the tollway. It's near Smoky Hill, but causing some major delays. Looks like both sides of the highway really slowing down to take a look at that one. Also a crash eastbound Hamden to southbound I-25 there on the ramp. New crash at Peoria and 44th. One in the cleanup phase in Centennial out on the east side, Arapahoe and Liverpool. Stop and go on southbound 25 up in Thornton, 104th to 84th Avenue. Same deal there after I-70 heading into downtown. Northbounders, a little sluggish. Lincoln up to County Line Road as you're entering the Tech Center. No problems, though, as you get a little closer to downtown there after DU. The forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, but warmer. Highs in the upper 50s. Right now, 33 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by the Colorado Education Project.
Today at Safeway, you'll find thousands of new everyday low prices on the things you use every day. Now get everything on your list, all at the price you need. That's their promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? At the Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week. And enjoy a weekend breakfast buffet from 7 to 10 a.m. at the Old Town Arvada location on Ralston Road. Visit their second location on 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Dine in or take out at the Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. TheYakandYeti.com.
Told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special. Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like access to VIP travel packages to attend U.S. ski team and U.S. snowboarding major events at top ski destinations throughout the country. Travel packages for two include deluxe hotel accommodations, lift passes, professional ski and snowboard athlete meet and greets, VIP hospitality at the U.S. ski team and U.S. snowboarding events, and gift bag. For reservations and more information, visit Visa.com/signature. Visa, proud sponsor of the U.S. ski team and U.S. snowboarding. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. And to check out a full list of perks, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchase must be made with a valid U.S. issued Visa Signature card.
Kevin Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hello? Hey, Kev. It's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. The retailer is sending the stuff.
Good. What? Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Oh, you didn't tell them anything, did you?
No. Yes, I did.
What?
Everything.
Well, I'm gonna...
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard Total Protection. Total Protection scans activity regarding your identity, keeping you in the know 24/7. And if anything happens, Identity Guard's $1 million of loss reimbursement insurance and professional response team will help make things right. It's protection no matter where your identity goes. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again.
Wait a second, Kev. What's that, Yuri? Yuri would like to come visit.
No, Yuri!
Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Like that, nothing beats Castrol Edge and wear protection.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You switch to Castrol Edge for 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You sent that photo from the company party to the whole office.
Johnson! In my office!
So, not awesome.
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Magic Johnson for Rent-A-Center.
There's nothing more exciting than getting the good stuff for the holidays. That's why Rent-A-Center's got quality brand name merchandise with no credit checks, no need for layaway. Hey, check this out. They're even delivered same day, no extra charge. And your satisfaction is always guaranteed. Better get some wrapping paper. You've got work to do. Rent-A-Center, we make it easy to make it your own.
This is a rental purchase transaction. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Dirt. I live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
744 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Check our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. We got a video up that will make your head explode. Talk a lot about the idiocracy here on AM 760. It's an interview with Sarah Palin supporters at her event in Columbus, Ohio. You really got to see it to believe it. Click over to the on am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. We're talking about two issues. One, the great milk debate. Should kids at school be allowed to choose flavored milk in the cafeteria instead of just plain milk? It's a big story in the Denver Post saying some Colorado schools are saying they should only be able to choose non-flavored milk. Proponents of that regulation say we need to get kids off of sugary substances. Opponents of that policy say, hey, if at least if they're drinking flavored milk, they're drinking milk, some kind of milk, and not soda. Where do you come down? Also, we're discussing, do you think it's okay for people to push their seat backs back on an airplane? A lot of us traveled this weekend. I am totally anti pushing the seat back. I do not push my seat back because I think it's rude and mean to the person behind you. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Before we get to the phones, we found the gadget that was referred to by a caller in the last segment. You go to kneedefender.com. I'm reading about the Knee Defender. It's pads for your knees. Quote, it helps you defend the space you need when confronted by a faceless, determined seat recliner who doesn't care how long your legs are or about anything else that might be back there. By the way, the FAA was asked about the use of knee defenders. As reported in the 2003 Washington Post, an FAA spokesman said the clips were not against federal aviation rules as long as they weren't used during taxiing takeoffs or landings. So according to the FAA, defending your space when somebody pushes their back in your face on a plane is completely allowed. So I ask again, where do you come down on that issue? 303-713-7600. Feel free to weigh in on either the milk issue or the seat back issue or both. Anna in Denver. Anna, you're on AM 760.
Hi. I was calling about the milk issue.
Yes.
I'm studying nutrition right now, and I think that it's important that we all sort of have a good foundation in nutrition, because we are really going downhill as a country. We're going downhill fast. Our children are really obese. It's not going to change unless we change it. I think that the flavored milk has so much sugar in it. It's got coloring. It's like candy. It's got calcium in it, but it's actually got a negative absorption rate because it takes more calcium out of your body than it puts in. So with my daughter, I give her these chewy calcium pills, and she just drinks water. I give her chocolate rice milk so she doesn't get the hormones. Also, with the colored milks, what happens, and this is rather disgusting, but a lot of the times the dairy cows get what's called mastitis. It's an udder infection.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of pus and blood that goes through the milks, and this is allowable under the law. And sometimes they bleach the blood, and sometimes they just make it colored milks, so to hide the blood.
Well, what about the idea of giving kids some moderated choice once in a while? You know,
I think as Americans, we're not very good with moderation. I myself have a problem with it. Children are not good with moderation. They're not going to say, "Hey, you know, I've had enough of this."
Well, no, I'm not saying. I'm not saying the kids should moderate. I'm saying that a school could say, "All right, you know, every Friday we'll put out some flavored milk, or every, you know, twice a week we'll put out some flavored milk to mix it up a little bit here."
I don't know. I don't know about that. I didn't think about that. I know the schools are pretty overcrowded as it is. I volunteer in my daughter's school sometimes, and I stay out of the lunchroom because it is a madhouse.
It is a madhouse, but they choose the different menu cuisines, you know? So, I mean, my take is there's got to be a third way. You don't have to go hardcore one way or hardcore the other way. I mean, I do agree that I am definitely see the argument that says, look, maybe that we shouldn't allow them to have flavored milk every day, right? I mean, the school has some, you know, when the school chooses a cuisine, it's got some responsibility to make sure the cuisine is somewhat healthy. But it's also like, look, you know, as a kid, everybody liked once in a while some ice cream. The problem is, you know, as an example with ice cream, is you don't want to be eating ice cream every single day. Hey, Anna, thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Michael in Aurora. Michael, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David.
Hey there.
Wow, you're hitting me all about the head today. I am your third way. I'm the guy who tries not to use a seat back on the airplane at all because I'm the one who flies so often. I end up with people's heads in my lap.
Exactly.
They use their seats. But there is another way. It's not, and it's not that knee knock defender thing. And it's not knocking somebody out. How about actually speaking to the person and saying, "I'm sorry, I don't have as much room here as I need. Do you mind moving your seat up a little?"
Yeah, no, and let me just say about that, and then I should have mentioned that earlier, that you can do that. My problem with it is, and maybe this is just my reaction or my East Coast upbringing, call it what you will, but it's kind of like if somebody does that to you without asking, mm-hmm. they're kind of like guilty until proven innocent. They've like made a jerky decision to be a jerk already. So like I'm going to now expect them to be not a jerk. You know what I'm saying? Like they've already been a jerk.
Well, I'll end with this. If you put your thumb and your forefinger together, that's how close I came to causing an international incident. The one time I decided to put my seat back, I pushed the button, leaned gently on the seat, and it went all the way back. The guy behind me, who didn't speak English, did know how to say, "Hey, that seat." It was very embarrassing.
And it almost caused an international. Yeah, you know, I mean, look. I, in all seriousness, you're probably right. The first line of defense is to say to somebody who's rudely shoving their face into your lap, the first line of defense is to say, "Hey, can you not be a jerk?" And actually probably say it in a nicer way, not just, "Can you stop being a jerk?" But you're right. You're right. The first line of defense should be, "Hey, if you didn't know you're being a jerk," which is strange to me how you could not know that, "stop being a jerk." And then I think you move to the knee defender. Michael, thanks for the call. 751 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Really sluggish coming into Denver on southbound 25, Dave. Normal spots, though, 104th to 84th. And again, from I-70 past Spear, speeds in the teens in those two stretches. Got a rollover crash on E-470 at Smoky Hill. That's slowing both sides down there, particularly northbounders. Also stop and go eastbound 6th Avenue, Wadsworth down to the interstate. Our crashes, 44th and Peoria, one at Arapahoe in Liverpool, and finally eastbound Hamden to southbound I-25. It's on the ramp. Your forecast, sunny skies, light winds, and a high of 58. Right now, 33 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Shop Super Weekend at Lowe's. Doors open 6 a.m. Friday. Plus, receive 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, let's build something together. Offer valid 11/27 through 11/30. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi. A guy walks into a pawn shop and he says,
I'm here to sell my 16th century treasure chest.
What happens next? Find out tonight on an all-new season of Pawn Stars.
So how much did you offer it?
Around 12,000.
Are you talking pesos? You're talking dollars.
Join Rick, Big Hoss, and the old man.
I'm the one who makes the final decision.
You gotta be kidding me.
Pawn Stars, an all-new season starts tonight at 10, 9 central.
I got the History Angel saying, buy this thing. And then I got the pawnbroker devil right over here saying, you're paying too much.
On history, and it's made every day.
Everything in here has a story and a price.
Hey there, cool jacket.
Oh, thanks. My wife got it for me at REI. Perfect gift for days like this.
No kidding. Crisp winter air, lots of fresh snow, the sun is shining. Does it get any better than this?
Let's think about that for a minute. Yeah, no,
it doesn't.
This is pretty much the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Guarantee your holiday happiness by giving great gifts from REI. Hurry into your local REI store or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. It's now at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora bracelets, beads, earrings, and charms from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection, literally hundreds of items.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared on December 4th and 5th and get a Pandora jewelry box free with each $100 Pandora purchase. Available in most locations.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
And we'll share it with you. 303-694-1600 is the number. Just let us know you're coming. We'll have the coffee on. We are definitely getting the Sirota bounce. The market, the Dow is only down 5 points now, Dave.
Keep it going. Keep it going. 303-694-1600. 303-694-1600. And I should have mentioned that. You're right. There was that big Dubai debt scare at the end of last week. And it just is a good reminder that people do need to have a strategy and do need to have their portfolios completely diversified. 303-694-1600 for the team at Presidential Brokerage. Talk to you tomorrow, Mike.
All right, David. Thanks a lot.
The anti-aging skincare market is so saturated right now, advertisers will say anything to get you to buy their products. So how do you know which ones to believe? Here's a little secret. Confidence. Companies so confident in their products, they're willing to give them away for free. Like the makers of Hydroxytone. Dermatologist-recommended Hydroxytone is clinically proven to visibly erase wrinkles, tighten skin, and make frown lines disappear. It can take years off your appearance faster than you ever thought possible. And if you call now, it's free. The number for your free trial is 1-800-200-3691. See what I mean? Confidence. Hydroxytone's results are so impressive, it was even given away in celebrity gift bags at the Emmy Awards and featured in Allure magazine. Take advantage of this risk-free offer and see for yourself. What do you have to lose, other than a few wrinkles? Get your free trial of Hydroxytone at 1-800-200-3691. Supplies are extremely limited, so please hurry. 1-800-200-3691.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-600-6217. 1-800-600-6217. 1-800-600-6217.
You need to have profiling. I mean, the politically correctness has got to get out now. I mean, we're Americans, and she sticks up for the American people, not for other people. Yeah. We're first, other people last.
That's from the video on our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. It's a head-exploding video of Sarah Palin supporters at one of her big book events, and it just will make you understand what I'm talking about when I talk about the idiocracy in America. Finishing up our discussion about whether you think it's okay for kids to be able to choose chocolate milk in schools instead of regular milk. That's some Colorado schools regulating that. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Also, if you want to weigh in on the seat back debate, should people be allowed to put their seat backs on a plane? Steve in Lafayette. Steve, you're on AM 760.
Hi. Morning.
Morning.
On the milk issue, first of all, I do believe in choice, but I understand the sugar issue. I'm against soda pop in schools. So I do think there should be some moderation. I know that'd be a hard thing to regulate, but most part I would say should have the choice, but I think the chocolate milk choice on a daily basis is not good. But on a bigger issue, I think a no milk choice should be there available for people that are lactose intolerant. There's quite a few of them, especially in Asians, blacks, and Hispanics. The lactose intolerance is pretty high. They should have a non-dairy choice, and I think there's been politics blocking that.
Hey, Steve, that's a really important point. It wasn't brought up. You're absolutely right. There should be a non-milk choice that can get kids calcium. Very, very good point. Thanks for the call. All right, stick around. After the break, more.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like access to VIP travel packages to attend U.S. ski team and U.S. snowboarding major events at top ski destinations throughout the country. Travel packages for two include deluxe hotel accommodations, lift passes, professional ski and snowboard athlete meet and greets, VIP hospitality at the U.S. ski team and U.S. snowboarding events, and gift bag. For reservations and more information, visit Visa.com/signature. Visa, proud sponsor of the U.S. ski team and U.S. snowboarding. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. And to check out a full list of perks, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchase must be made with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card.
BlackBerry and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. It can kill you, but even if it doesn't, food poisoning's nothing to take lightly.
I think it was the most painful thing I've ever experienced.
3 million people just like Anna Pelish get sick from foodborne bacteria every year. The latest study by Consumer Reports finds that 2 out of 3 chickens carry salmonella and campylobacter, the leading causes of food poisoning. Consumer Reports says stricter government regulation would help. In the meantime, thorough cleaning and proper cooking are a must. CBS News early show consumer correspondent Susan Copeland.
When you're cooking, make sure your chicken is cooked to at least 165 degrees, and you should be fine.
In Seattle, there's no sign of life inside the home where a suspect in the murders of 4 Washington State police officers was holed up overnight. KIRO's Tim Hake has the latest.
Police are using some kind of a robot, a wheeled device that they can send into the house, doing work that police say they don't want real officers to do. It's just too dangerous. And the robot, with camera on board, would give police officers eyes inside this house.
This is the day Internet sellers call Cyber Monday, a day when millions of people use their computers at work to get a jump on their holiday shopping. At the Burlington Mall in Burlington, Massachusetts, General Manager Rick Tonzi is waging a counter-strike against online competitors.
We're actually compiling all the offers that are available in the mall, and they're on our Simon.com website, as well as we'll have coupons we're handing out at the door.
The Obama administration is taking another step to help struggling homeowners. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
The administration plans to expand a program aimed at helping people facing foreclosure to hold on to their homes. The new effort will increase the number of home loan conversions with lower monthly payments. The plan will also increase the pressure on mortgage companies to moderate loans. The Mortgage Bankers Association reports a record number of homeowners are either behind in payments or already facing foreclosure.
Native-born Americans are invading what had become the preserve of illegal immigrants and taking jobs as day laborers. Andres Tobar runs a day labor service in Arlington, Virginia.
People who normally were working for construction companies and other kinds of businesses are being laid off, and they can't seem to find any other employment. so they're dropping by.
A profanity-laced tirade after a disputed call at the U.S. Open is going to cost Serena Williams big time.
I didn't say I would kill you. Are you serious?
Grand Slam tennis authorities have fined Williams a record $82,500 and warned she could be fined even more and suspended for a similar outburst in the future. Peter Botto is with Tennis Magazine.
I think they have to do something other than fine her because, look, everybody knows these multimillionaire athletes, to them, a $100,000 fine even, and they didn't even hit that mark. It's a little bit like you write that off as a cost of doing business.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up more than 13.5 points after the first 30 minutes of Wall Street trading. This is CBS News.
Wow, Moses Hummett.
It sure is.
I see you got Moe's Pastrami coupon, too.
Seems like all his regulars did.
That's because Moe emails his coupons with Constant Contact now.
Lots of Pastrami fans.
Mm-hmm. It's like one big family brought closer by Pastrami.
Very profound.
Yeah, it's poetry.
Not quite.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. Get your business humming with ConstantContact.com.
At Intuit, we believe that employees are awesome. They help you grow your business. They can do things you don't have time to do. So Intuit Payroll makes it as easy as possible to pay them. You just enter your employee hours. Intuit Payroll does all the calculations to create your paychecks and helps you pay your taxes. There's even live help if you need it. And since you're not hiring a fancy pants service to run your payroll, maybe you can add another employee. Get a 30-day free trial of Intuit Online Payroll at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
And Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Is Fast Tracks about to go off the track? The Denver Post reports a new study suggests that without a drastic change in philosophy and expectations, RTD won't have a chance to build lines into Thornton, Boulder, or extend the I-225 portion past Parker Road to the planned airport line. The landscape of Lookout Mountain will be changing over the next few weeks. The three tallest broadcast towers are being prepped to be torn down. The change to digital TV makes the old towers for channels 9, 7, and 4 obsolete. The 9 and 7 towers should be down by the end of the year. Laws carrying out voter-approved decriminalization of marijuana in Breckenridge are nearly complete. The town council has approved draft regulations making it legal for adults 21 and older to possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana. Selling marijuana is still a felony, and use of marijuana at the Breck ski area is still illegal under the Colorado Ski Safety Act. In sports, the Broncos had yesterday off. The Nuggets lost last night to the Timberwolves 106-100. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where, for the most part, it's been a decent drive following the long holiday weekend. Eastbounders on 6th Avenue, however, you're going to find some delays. Your speeds are dropping down into the teens and 20. Wadsworth towards I-25. Same deal as you're traveling boulderbound on 36, starting right around Sheridan as you're making your way past Wadsworth. They're mopping up a rollover on the toll road that occurred right around Smoky Hill. A couple different surface street accidents, Peoria and 44th, as well as Tejon and 40th. That one's an auto versus pedestrian accident. Then quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild sunny day with a high of about 59, maybe even cracking the 60 degree mark. Currently already 62. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Not covered by a dental plan? Now you can be for as low as $6.25 a month, thanks to Perfect Teeth. Visit or call one of their convenient locations today. Now's the perfect time for Perfect Teeth. Learn more at PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com. That's PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or visit am760.net and enter the keyword insulation. Again, that's bestwayinsulation.com or am760.net, keyword insulation.
last week on a story about how the Colorado Health Insurance Lobby is gearing up to fight against proposals to crack down on gender discrimination in health insurance coverage right here in Colorado. Katie, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
So tell us exactly what's going on. What is potentially being proposed in the legislature and at the federal level, and what are Colorado insurers saying about it?
Sure. So at the federal level, both the House bill and the Senate bill include a lot of great reforms for women in particular. And one of those is that they ban gender discrimination. Right now, insurers in the state of Colorado charge up to 59% more for women on the individual market. But those reforms wouldn't take place until 2013. And so there's another bill, there's a proposed bill in the state legislature that would end gender discrimination. Right now it's on the individual market and on the large group market in Colorado. And it would also, there's another draft bill in the state legislature proposed for this next session that would end the practice of banning maternity coverage. I'm sorry, it would make maternity coverage mandatory and is not mandatory on the individual market right now.
So what are Colorado insurers saying about this? I mean, this seems to me to be such a basic idea. It's almost shocking that even an industry as profiteering as the Colorado insurance industry could come out publicly and oppose this. In doing that, what is the Colorado insurance industry actually saying? I mean, what is their public justification for opposing this kind of thing?
Yeah, so it's interesting. What they've said is that what CASU has said and a couple of other folks, a couple of other groups, is that they're not going to oppose the gender discrimination bill this time around. That same bill came up last year, and according to Senator Morgan Carroll, the insurance industry was successful in ruling that back into a study. There was a study this summer, the committee said, "Okay, we're gonna vote this back into a bill." And the health insurance lobby said, "Okay, right now they're saying, all right, we're not gonna fight this because we think this is gonna come down from the federal legislature anyway. But we want you to know that we think this is gonna raise premiums for young men." Then they have said that they are going to fight maternity coverage, mandatory maternity. And they say it's a mandate. They always cite mandates and that it's going to, it's going to raise premiums. And that's kind of their go-to place is sure, you can make us do whatever you want, but it's going to raise premiums.
Is there anything to back that up? I mean, I guess they can choose to simply raise everybody else's premiums. Is that a threat, or is that a prediction, or is it both? I mean, it's one thing to just predict that, oh, this is going to happen. It's another thing when the person making the prediction is actually, or the entity making the prediction is actually the entity that gets to choose whether the prediction comes true. So I wonder, is this actually a thinly veiled threat?
One thing that's interesting about gender rating that the National Women's Law Center points out is that the insurance industry says women go to the doctor more, and that's why we have to charge them more. But when you look at the differences, when you look at what women are charged, the National Women's Law Center looked at a 35-year-old woman living in Denver. And there was three very similar plans. On one plan, she would have paid 22% more than a male. On one plan, 54%, and on one plan, 41%. And what the National Women's Law Center has said is, how can this be based on, you know, good data? This seems very arbitrary. You know, are you really charging women more based on the fact that it actually costs you more to see them? And the other thing is that they say is, you know, you're basically punishing women for doing what they're supposed to do, which is going to the doctor for checkups. And so it's really unclear if it's actually, if women, you know, if ending gender discrimination is actually going to result in men, young men, paying a lot more for health insurance.
Again, on the line with us is Katie Redding. Her story about Colorado health insurers preparing to try to fight mandatory maternity coverage and fight regulations against gender discrimination in health insurance premiums and coverage here in Colorado. You can find her story at the Colorado Independent ColoradoIndependent.com. Again, ColoradoIndependent.com. And let's shift real quickly to another story you've been reporting on. Senator Mark Udall in the news. He has what's being called a Good Samaritan water cleanup bill. It's an environmental bill. Tell us what that bill would do and how it's building some momentum.
Sure. So right now, when a third-party group let me start with, right now in Colorado, there's thousands and thousands of abandoned mines. Mining companies came in and, you know, they folded 100 years ago, and now these mines are draining acid mine drainage into our rivers and our waterways. And when a third-party group goes in to clean up these mines, so whether that's the Colorado government or it's a nonprofit, once you touch the water, you can be sued under the Clean Water Act. You suddenly take on the liability for that draining mine. And so what this bill would do is create a new permit for Good Samaritans that want to go in and clean up these mines. And it would say, okay, if you follow all the guidelines for this permit and we agree that you're going to do something good, we'll take away that liability for you.
And this is embedded in Mark Udall's, it's a bill right now. Does it have a chance of actually passing?
That's a really good question. It's the 11th Good Samaritan bill that's been introduced in the last 15 years. And so, it's really hard to say. You know, this bill, in the past, interestingly, a lot of environmental groups have fought this legislation because they worry about, you know, anything that would weaken the Clean Water Act. This bill is narrower than other bills, and so Udall says he hopes that will make a difference, as do all of the folks at different environmental nonprofits in Colorado who helped support and draft this bill. But boy, we'll see. And certainly the Senate has a lot on its plate this year.
That's absolutely true. Katie Redding, you can find her work at ColoradoIndependent.com. Again, ColoradoIndependent.com. Both stories, one about gender discrimination here in Colorado on health insurance and what the battle is going to be about. Also, a story called Udall's Good Samaritan Water Cleanup Bill is drawing support. It's about the effort to incentivize the cleanup of our water systems here in Colorado. Katie, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you very much.
8:16 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we will do our News of the Weird segment, News of the Weird, a lot of News of the Weird, including News of the Weird right here in Colorado, the mutilation of calves, the mutilation of cows, raising questions about whether aliens have visited us here in Colorado. This was all across the Colorado newspapers over the weekend. I have my own personal story about cow mutilations. I actually saw a mutilated cow that was then the subject of a New York Times piece about the potential of aliens coming down and having committed the mutilation. So this was all over the news. That and more in our News of the Weird segment after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic pretty busy on all the major highways around town. It does look like we're accident-free, though, on the freeway systems. I-25, busy northbounders, Lincoln up to County Line Road, again from Downing Street up to 6th Avenue. Southbounders showing speeds in the 20s and 30s, 104th to 84th, again from I-70 past Spear Boulevard. If you're on the turnpike, westbounders going to hit some snags. Sheridan to Flatiron, speeds in the 20s and 30s there, too. Same deal for eastbounders on the approach to 25 from Federal. There are accidents, 44th and Peoria. That's been there for about 90 minutes. Auto versus pedestrian crash at 40th and Tejon. And finally, one at Bellevue and Broadway. Your forecast today, mostly sunny, breezy, but warmer with highs in the upper 50s. Right now, 35 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
A guy walks into a pawn shop and he says,
I'm here to sell my 16th century treasure chest.
What happens next? Find out tonight on an all-new season of Pawn Stars.
So how much do you want for it?
Around 12,000.
Are you talking pesos? You're talking dollars.
Join Rick, Big Hoss, and the old man.
I'm the one who makes the final decision.
You gotta be kidding me.
Pawn Stars, an all-new season starts tonight at 10, 9 central.
I got the history angel saying, buy this thing. And then I got the pawnbroker devil right over here saying, you're paying too much.
On history, and it's made every day.
Everything in here has a story and a price.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like access to VIP travel packages to attend U.S. ski team and U.S. snowboarding major events at top ski destinations throughout the country. Travel packages for two include deluxe hotel accommodations, lift passes, professional ski and snowboard athlete meet and greets, VIP hospitality at the U.S. ski team and U.S. snowboarding events, and gift bag. For reservations and more information, visit Visa.com/signature. Visa, proud sponsor of the U.S. ski team and U.S. snowboarding. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. And to check out a full list of perks, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchase must be made with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. It's now at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora bracelets, beads, earrings, and charms from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection, literally hundreds of items.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on December 4th and 5th and get a Pandora jewelry box free with each $100 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Hey there, cool jacket.
Oh, thanks. My wife got it for me at REI. Perfect gift for days like this.
No kidding. Crisp winter air, lots of fresh snow, the sun is shining. Does it get any better than this?
Let's think about that for a minute. Yeah, no,
it doesn't.
This is pretty much best thing ever.
Yeah.
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Guarantee your holiday happiness by giving great gifts from REI. Hurry into your local REI store or shop REI.com. REI, find out.
Each month, eligibility restrictions apply. Real estate program provided by USAA Relocation Services Incorporated and is not available in all states. iPhone is a trademark of Apple Incorporated. Bank products provided by USAA Federal Savings Bank and Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Randy Rhodes.
Kalen Beck. Newsmax called it a dream ticket, which is a dream for me. Let him push it. Kalen Beck. Kalen Beck. Kalen Beck. Kalen Beck. Although it does sound like a disease, and I feel like fundraising for it right now because I want to cure it.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weeknights at 7.
But no, not until after 2012.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
He said he was against partial birth abortion, but he's done nothing to prove that.
How has he been supportive of partial birth abortion?
Well, you know, on the spur of the moment, I can't tell you that. I just believe that I've heard that over and over again. And I know it's going on. These procedures are happening.
Where have you been hearing that? A lot of people have said that to us. I'm just trying to get an idea of where people are hearing this.
Well, I belong to church groups, study groups, and, you know, I watch television all the time.
And what are you watching on television to find this?
Well, I watch Fox News a lot.
That's from the video on our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page, a brief documentary of interviews of Sarah Palin supporters at her big book event in Columbus, Ohio. You got to see it to believe it. When I talk about the American idiocracy, it's what I'm talking about. So go check out the video, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. I'm telling you, it's going to blow your brain. It's really, if you wondered what I meant when I said the idiocracy, and when I say the idiocracy, that video up on our website at am760.net is, you know, they say a picture says 1,000 words. Well, a video says about 1,000,000 words about that. Now, before we do anything else, let's get to our News of the Weird. News of the Weird hits Colorado. The Dateline, in Colorado, a creepy string of calf mutilations in southern Colorado has a rancher and sheriff's officials mystified. Four calves were found dead in a pasture just north of the New Mexico state line in recent weeks. The dead calves had their skins peeled back and organs cleared from the rib cage. One calf had its tongue removed, but rancher Manuel Sanchez has found no signs of human attackers, such as footprints or ATV tracks, and there are no signs of an animal attack by a coyote or a mountain lion. Usually predators leave pools of blood or drag marks from carrying away the livestock. Two officers from the county sheriff's office have investigated the mutilations, but say they don't know what's killing the calves. There's nothing really to go by. We can't figure it out. Spokesman for the sheriff's office told the Pueblo Chieftain that investigators doubt a person butchered the calves because there is no blood at the scene. Quote, I've butchered a cow before, and I know what kind of mess it leaves, says Sergeant James Chavez. Some of the in the area believe the mutilations are the work of aliens. An area UFO chaser, Chuck Zukowski of Colorado Springs, we're going to try to get on this show, has been to the pasture to investigate. He told the paper there have been other unexplained calf mutilations in the area, including three in March. One of the other calves found dead on a ranch near Trinidad had its ears removed. And personal story on this, oh, back in 2002, I was up in Montana with my good friend Brian Schweitzer, who's now the governor up there. We were at his ranch, and we found a cow that had been mutilated in a very, very similar kind of way, and it got to be the subject of a New York Times piece about this. It's real creepy stuff. Really, really creepy and mysterious, definitely in our appropriate for our News of the Weird segment. More News of the Weird. AP from Massachusetts, a Massachusetts woman who recently separated from her husband and had her hours cut at work, said an image of Jesus Christ she sees on her iron has reassured her that life is going to be good. Mary Jo Cody first noticed the image Sunday when she walked into her daughter's room. The brownish residue on the bottom of the iron looks like the face of a man with long hair. I'm looking at a picture of this, and it does kind of look like a dude with long hair. It really does.
It looks nothing like anything.
It looks like a dude with long hair.
No, it doesn't,
now,
man.
The better question is whether she painted it on there. That's the better question.
Or like, you know, a black Sharpie.
Yeah, did somebody...
I mean, you really can't make out a face.
No, you can't make out a face.
You can't make out facial features.
That's true. You can't make out facial features.
I mean, you can't see like a nose or eyes. Just looks like a dark smudge on the bottom of an iron to me.
That's true. Cops on the trail of gingerbread town vandals. This is from Oslo, Reuters. The people of Bergen rolled out the cookie dough Monday as local police tried to sniff out vandals who destroyed the Norwegian city's traditional Christmas decoration, a town of gingerbread houses. Saturday, vandals entered a massive tent in the central part of the town and crushed most of the 650 cookie house town, topping off the ruins with paint and fire extinguisher foam. By the way, this is... reminds me, I forgot. I wasn't even going to put this in our News of the Weird. Did you hear that the governor's mansion got toilet papered?
Somebody TP'd the gov's mansion?
Somebody TP'd the gov's mansion.
Wow. I used to live right there by the governor's mansion in 8th and Logan when I was growing up in high school.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to TP the mansion.
Somebody did it.
It wasn't me.
Denver police. You better say that, Turk.
It was not me.
John Turk denying all responsibility for TPing.
I wanted to.
The gov...
That was when Owens was in office, though, okay?
Oh, sure. All right, let's go to some science news. Spider builds body double to catch its prey. Orb spiders have a flair for home decor. They adorn their webs with prey remains or egg sacs wrapped in silk, positioning those packets in a vertical line above and below their own central waiting place. But the ornaments are no product of feng shui. In fact, a new study shows they're decoys. The orb spider is thus the first animal proven to build body doubles in order to fool predators. This is weird. This is straight out of Buck Rogers. Pulling an image out of a person's brain is a feat that is hard to believe, but Dr. Jack Gallant of the UCB Psychology Department seems to have gotten this accomplishment one better. In a recent experiment, Dr. Gallant claims to have made it possible to reproduce video images from human brain activity. Although the research has not yet been peer-reviewed, it basically works like this. A computer program was used to search for links between the configuration of shapes, colors, and movements in videos shown to subjects and patterns of activity in the patient's visual cortex. So basically, if you can see the patterns that watching a video creates in a brain, you might be able to come up with a way to videoize somebody's thoughts. If you remember, for all you Buck Rogers fans out there, there was a Buck Rogers episode with Gil Gerard where they videoize his thoughts during a trial. One of my favorite Buck Rogers episodes ever. I know I'm showing how much of a nerd I am right now. That is your news of the weird. After the break, we're going to check in with Congressional Quarterly on a blockbuster new report at the end of last week. This is a blockbuster new report about how suicides in the military now, this year, there have been more military suicides this year than combat casualties in the military this year. This is a blockbuster new report by researchers at Congressional Quarterly. We're going to be checking in with the author of that report to tell us what is going on, what the numbers look like, and what they mean for this likely Afghanistan escalation, unfortunately, being announced by President Obama next week. Excuse me, not next week, tomorrow. So stick around for that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still busy coming out of Aurora southbound side at 2 1/4. Parker Road down to 25, a hot spot. On I-25, northbounders may hit some snags as you're trying to approach the tech center there from Lincoln to County Line Road. Also a little heavy from Downing Street up past 6th Avenue. Southbounders, the struggle from I-70 past Spear. If you're on the turnpike, only heavy spot right now, westbound side in Westminster, Sheridan to Flatiron Circle, all the way up into Boulder. New crash, northbound Santa Fe at Union. That's a busy intersection there in Inglewood. Also auto ped crash, 40th and Tejon, and finally, one at Bellevue and Broadway in Littleton. The forecast today, sunny skies, going to be warmer, maybe light winds, high of 58 degrees. Tomorrow, cooler but dry, highs in the upper 40s. Right now, 36 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by the Colorado Education Project.
Don't miss the big one, Kohl's biggest 50% off sale this Tuesday and Wednesday only. It's two full days to shop half price, Tuesday and Wednesday from 7 a.m. to midnight. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hi, I'm Kate with Kottman Transmission. Snow season is here and you want your vehicle in top condition. Proper maintenance keeps your vehicle on the road by preventing problems before they start. Schedule your free transmission check today. We answer our phone 24 hours a day, every day, and we provide pickup and drop-off to help your life run smoothly. For prompt and reliable maintenance and repairs, Kottman Transmission has two convenient locations, on South Broadway north of Yale and on Ward Road north of I-70. For more information, please visit KottmanDenver.com.
Magic Johnson for Rent-A-Center.
There's nothing more exciting than getting the good stuff for the holidays. That's why Rent-A-Center's got quality brand name merchandise with no credit checks, no need for layaway. Hey, check this out. They're even delivered same day, no extra charge. And your satisfaction is always guaranteed. Better get some wrapping paper. You've got work to do. Rent-A-Center, we make it easy to make it your own.
This is a rental purchase transaction. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Your dream of homeownership just became more attainable than ever. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know the homebuyer tax credit has been extended and expanded. Current homeowners can receive a $6,500 tax credit. First-time buyers are still eligible to receive an $8,000 credit. This once-in-a-lifetime opportunity ends April 30th. Talk to a Realtor for qualification details or visit houselogic.com/homebuyer tax credit. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today. Income qualification applies. Only Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your every day a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like an exclusive discounted rate at Hilton Hotels when booking online. Making your holiday travel plans? Now through December 31st, 2009, Visa Signature cardholders receive a 25% discount off Hilton's best available rate. That's 25% off just for being a cardholder. So make the best of this holiday season. To take advantage of this special Hilton offer, book your stay at participating Hilton Hotels now at Visa.com/Hilton. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. And to check out a full list of perks, visit Visa.com/Signature. More people go with Visa. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchase must be made with a valid U.S. issued Visa Signature card.
Hi, this is Dave Logan, speaking for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Colorectal cancer is now the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. However, it can be prevented with a screening test that finds and removes small growths in the colon called polyps before they become cancerous. Men and women 50 and older should talk to their doctor about colorectal cancer screening. In health, as in football, winning starts with a good defense.
Call the American Cancer Society at 1-866-227-7914.
It's time to call Power Tax Relief, the most trusted name in tax relief, because the relief is real.
Call now 1-800-282-1646. 1-800-282-1646. That's 1-800-282-1646.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or call 303-469-0808. That's Best Way Insulation, 303-469-0808.
Four here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Afghanistan and Iraq remain in the news. President Obama expected to announce a massive troop increase in the Afghanistan war tomorrow in a speech at West Point. And Congressional Quarterly has a blockbuster new report out this week. The headline, Rising Military Suicides, The Pace is Faster Than Combat Deaths in Iraq and Afghanistan. Joining us now, John Donnelly, the reporter, senior defense reporter for Congressional Quarterly, to talk about Congressional Quarterly's findings here in this report. John, thanks for taking the time this morning. Tell us the details of these really, really tragic numbers.
Well, the overriding finding is that so far in 2009, with the year almost over, more members of the U.S. military have taken their own lives than have died in either Afghanistan or Iraq. Now, if you add the deaths in Afghanistan and Iraq, they surpass the number of suicides. But 334, at last count, killed themselves in U.S. military personnel in 2009 versus, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but 200-odd in Afghanistan have died, 200-plus in Afghanistan, and about 140 in Iraq. So to me, that was a stunning finding that our men and women in uniform are in such duress in some cases that they are taking their own lives in numbers greater than the enemy is.
Now, I don't know if we can know whether this says something good about the casualty numbers in Afghanistan and Iraq or something awful about the suicide rates in the military or both, because somebody could say, well, hey, you know, if we only, and I put only in quotes, if there's only been, and I'm using your figures here, about 343 total killed this year, Americans killed in Afghanistan and Iraq combined, that's not so bad. I'm playing devil's advocate here. I'm not actually saying that's where I come down, but my point here is that some might look at the numbers that you found and say, yeah, we got a big problem with suicide rates, but the casualties in Afghanistan and Iraq, seem smaller than maybe some might believe from all the media coverage. What do you say to that?
Well, that's a good point, because, you know, the death rates in Afghanistan and Iraq, if you put them in context, for example, compared to the is it the Vietnam War or World War II, you know, in World War II, for example, I averaged it out the other day, and we lost like 17,000 people a year. Okay, and Vietnam, I don't remember the exact number, but it was in the thousands, multiple thousands of deaths each year. And so it is a good news story in a sense that there have been such advances in medical technology on the battlefield that fewer people die. The bad news part of that is that a lot of people survive grievously wounded, either you know, losing legs or arms, etc., serious physical wounds, or lasting psychological impact. And that's a big problem, the post-traumatic stress disorder. So you're right, whoever would make that argument would be correct in that comparatively, by historical standards, the deaths in the current wars are not great. And yet it does, the statistics do say something about that.
Now, the flip side of that has got to be that the suicide rates must be in some way linked to the stress of combat, the justifiable fear of being deployed into a combat area, so that while deaths, death casualties may be down on the battlefield, certainly these numbers, these very, very high suicide rates, suggest that even though death rates are down, that these soldiers are under an enormous, enormous amount of stress.
Right. Well, before we get to why this is happening, I have to kind of finish the thought about the numbers themselves, because point number one is, yeah, it says something about the low casualty rates in Iraq and Afghanistan comparatively, but with regard to the suicide statistics themselves in the military, they are, according to the Army, they've never been worse. And the standard that they use is they compare the suicides in the military to the comparable civilian suicide rate, and that is males age 20 to 29. And if you look at a graph of, say, the last 10 years, you see that steadily increasing. So the statistics are bad, the comparison to the fatality rate on the battlefield is a dramatic way of capturing a very real problem. And now as to the cause, the Army says, for example, that they don't know for sure what's causing all this. They can't point to it. For one thing, it's hard to interview people after they kill themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But they really don't know for sure. But again, looking at that graph over the last 10 years, you see it steadily increasing, and it just so happens we've been having repeated deployments over that time span since 9/11 2001. That's a correlation, not a causation, but it's hard to imagine that there is some other factor out there, like abusive prescription drugs or something else, that is driving this.
What do you think this says? And I know you're a reporter, so and you have to report on this objectively, without fear or favor to one side or the other. Do you think this says anything about the president's proposed plan to escalate Afghanistan? I mean, I'll pose the question this way: should the administration take into account, in your estimation, these staggering suicide numbers before moving forward with an escalation of a war that I think it's fair to say many believe is causing a severe amount of stress on the military?
Well, I think they are taking it into account. I know on Capitol Hill, these statistics are very much on the minds of lawmakers. Now, whether that would or should be something that would cause them not to increase forces, I can't say, and I probably shouldn't even if I could. But I will say this, that it's almost a statement of the obvious, that the U.S. military is under tremendous strain. And this is a factor in the debate. And it is one of the reasons why people, even those who advocate a surge of forces in Afghanistan, realize that there is only so much time politically that it can be supported, because the costs in terms of lives, in terms of money, and in terms of wear and tear on the military, both the equipment and the people and the families, is just not sustainable for a considerably longer period of time. We've already been at war, you know, since the late 2001 in Afghanistan. And now they're talking about 3, 5, 7 years more at a high level of, you know, 100,000 or so troops. So it is a factor, and I think most people would say that it should be.
Again, on the line with us is John Donnelly. He's a senior defense reporter for Congressional Quarterly. Congressional Quarterly's new report finds that the number of suicides in the military this year is greater than the number of combat deaths in both Afghanistan and Iraq. Not adding them together, yeah. Not combined, but if you separate the casualties from, and I'll read the stats right here just so people have them. At least 334 members of the military have committed suicide in 2009, compared with 297 members of the military who've been killed in Afghanistan in 2009 and 144 who died in Iraq in 2009. So about 334 suicides, and even if you combine Afghanistan and Iraq, by these figures, it's about 340. So it's close, even if you combine them. A statistic in here that caught my eye: 1/3 of the active duty soldiers who killed themselves in 2009 have no deployment history, according to Army Vice Chief of Staff General Peter Chiarelli. What, I mean, military officials have to be looking at this and have to be asking themselves tough questions, or at least you'd hope so. In terms of those who have not even been deployed, do they have any theory as to what that says? I mean, because it's one thing, it's pretty easy for folks to understand, I guess, the idea that people become PTSD or traumatized in combat and come home with severe, many times, psychological problems. But people who have not been deployed, has the military come up with any theories as to what's going on there?
Well, the way they describe it is that, you know, each suicide is an individual case, and that sounds obvious, but that they just find so many different factors at play in each case that they have a hard time reaching any kind of general conclusions. But the point that they make in saying that 1/3 of the suicides are people who have not deployed is to suggest that, hey, maybe it doesn't have to do with the repeated deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. But some of those people may be, we don't know how many, may be facing future deployments, okay? And the other thing is, you know, there's always a certain number of suicides in the military, whether we're at war or not.
Just like there is in society.
Exactly. And you could look at it another way and say, you know, 2/3 of the people who kill themselves were being deployed. In other words, I go back to the point that I don't really buy the argument that it's unrelated to the repeated deployments. I think some number of suicides are unrelated to the repeated deployments, but I'm sure a good number of them are related to that kind of stress.
Well, and also the issue of, and I wonder what your thoughts are on this new idea that I think was reported in the New York Times a couple weeks ago, and maybe it's not a new idea, but it's becoming a newly public idea of secondary trauma. We heard some of this in the aftermath of the Fort Hood shooting, that perhaps the accused shooter was experiencing secondary trauma, secondary PTSD, as a psychologist treating some of the folks who were coming back from repeated deployments. Do you give that idea any credence in your reporting?
Well, I honestly haven't done enough direct reporting to be able to comment on that, but I have certainly heard of that, and just intuitively, it seems to make sense that would be a real phenomenon. But I haven't done a lot of reporting to be able to substantiate it.
In your reporting on Capitol Hill, and again on the line with us, senior defense reporter John Donnelly for Congressional Quarterly, their new blockbuster report out this week showing that at least 334 members of the military have killed themselves in 2009, compared with 297 killed in Afghanistan and 144 who died in Iraq in the same time. So suicides account for more deaths than the deaths in Afghanistan separately and the deaths in Iraq separately. So it's a big story here. In your reporting on Capitol Hill, what are some of the ideas that lawmakers are throwing around to try to address this problem, short of trying to stop an escalation in Afghanistan?
Yeah, well, they have. This is not a new problem. This is something that has been on the radar screen on the Hill for several years. There have been lots of hearings, a lot of money thrown at the problem. But I think a lot of members are. Realize that maybe some more money needs to be thrown at it. The Army the other day, for example, said they are short hundreds of substance abuse and mental health counselors. It would be very easy for me to imagine Congress, forking over the money necessary to pay for those people. But I think people are the members I talk to are asking some pretty good questions about whether we're taking the right approach, for example, to questionnaires, the mental health questionnaires that we give soldiers. They don't have the answers, but I think they're asking some good questions, which are things like, are the questionnaires, too quick and easy, and are they being done in too many cases just by the soldiers themselves without any help, without any guidance? Are they being done in some cases online and without a kind of personal involvement of a professional and that sort of thing? And another issue that they're raising is this question of stigma, and it's something the military recognizes is a real issue: the stigma of acknowledging, admitting that you have a psychological problem. There has to be an environment, everybody says, where people feel that they're not going to, for example, suffer any kind of consequences in their job in the military if they acknowledge that they're undergoing stress. All these sorts of protections have to be in place in order for all the questionnaires and those kind of processes to work effectively.
John Donnelly, he's the senior defense reporter for Congressional Quarterly. His new story, looking at statistics of military suicides, showing that there have been more military suicides this year than casualties in Afghanistan and casualties in Iraq, not combined but separately. It's a blockbuster story. We've linked to it on our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. We've link to his story there. John, thanks for your reporting. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
850 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What a disturbing story this really is. After the break, I'll give you a little news update right off the wire from what's going on in the discussion about the Afghanistan escalation that people are expecting to hear about in President Obama's Tuesday night speech. So I'll give you an update on where that debate is. We're getting some more news about potential numbers of troops going to be sent over to Afghanistan. Stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, we're in pretty good shape around the city now, Dave. Looks like speeds popping back up into the 50s and 60s on most of the major highways around town. We do have a couple accidents, though. A new one at Holly and Cherry Creek Drive south in the cleanup phases. One at Bellevue and Broadway. Another northbound Santa Fe near Union, that busy intersection there in Inglewood. Highway Drive on 25, pretty busy still. Southbound side, I-70 past Spear. Also from Washington Street to University, that's a little bit unusual. Northbounders going to hit the brakes at Downing Street to around 6th Ave. Your forecast today, Sunny skies, light winds, and a high of 58 degrees. Right now, 36 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Find out why USAA has the highest customer retention rate in the auto insurance business. Visit USAAinsurance.com. That's USAAinsurance.com.
A guy walks into a pawn shop and he says,
I'm here to sell my 16th century treasure chest.
What happens next? Find out tonight on an all-new season of Pawn Stars.
So how much do you offer it?
Around 12,000.
Are you talking pesos? You're talking dollars.
Join Rick, Big Hoss, and the old man.
I'm the one who makes the final decision.
You gotta be kidding me.
Pawn Stars, an all-new season starts tonight at 10, 9 central.
I got the history angel saying, buy this thing. And then I got the pawnbroker devil right over here saying, you're paying too much.
On history, and it's made every day.
Everything in here has a story and a price.
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment, and quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries, because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell, trusted everywhere.
I stopped brushing in May 2003 and started Sonicare. I'm Alexa from Stamford, Connecticut. I'm an industrial designer and a mom and a Sonicare toothbrush user. With Sonicare, I always feel like I just left the dentist. My mouth feels really clean and my checkups are great.
Take the pledge to stop brushing and start Sonicare and enter for a chance to win free dental care for life in the amount of $25,000. Go to sonicare.com/start. No purchase necessary. And 1231 prize is a $25,000 check. See rules at sonicare.com/start.
And stored away in vaults. Today, in a startling announcement, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited quantity of these shimmering U.S. silver coins with a historical legacy beyond their silver value. Available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-400-1841. To receive the free collector's DVD, call now. The number again is 1-800-400-1841. That's 1-800-400-1841.
Trying to lose weight? Well, if you say yes to the following, you will qualify for a free weight loss trial. Please listen carefully. Are you trying to lose more than 20 pounds? Are you 18 or over? Have you given up on dieting? If you said yes to all of the above, congratulations, you qualify for a free weight loss trial. To experience the 14-day slim down, call within the next 24 hours and claim your free 2-week supply. The number is 1-800-600-0807. Please note that if you are currently dieting on your own, with a popular weight loss program, or with special prepared foods, you are not eligible for this free program. Again, if you are trying to lose over 20 pounds, are 18 or over, and are currently not using any other diet program, you are eligible to participate in the free weight loss trial. Results are guaranteed. If you don't see results, you don't pay for the trial. To experience the 14-day slim down for free, call 1-800-600-0807. You must call within the next 24 hours. 1-800-600-0807.
Liberty Bell Telecom wants but $500 in your pocket. How? With our new low-priced introductory offer to Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. You get phone service, high-speed internet, and digital TV through Dish for $500 off our already low prices, plus free installation. And then don't forget to ask about 6 months of high-definition TV for free. We are your true local phone company, where you're never just a number. And remember, this is conventional phone service, not VoIP, and your high-speed internet will have you yelling, yippee-i-o. And when the digital TV transition comes, you'll be ready. Call for your free installation, quick, seamless, with the best customer service in the business. 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
In the 9 a.m. hour, we're going to be joined by the author of a new book called Space Wars, The First 6 Hours of World War III, looking at what a World War III would look like in the technological age. So stick around for that after the national news at 9 a.m. Just want to update you on the ongoing debate over the Afghanistan escalation. President Obama expected to announce a massive escalation on Tuesday, tomorrow night, in a speech at West Point. Some Republicans coming out and saying that they may oppose this, including a local Republican, Mike Kaufman, the congressman from Colorado, saying that he has serious reservations about supporting an escalation in Afghanistan. Kaufman, an Iraq war vet, he said he asked General McChrystal, where's the tipping point here? If you get the troops that you're asking for here, at what point will we begin to phase down that presence? Kaufman said, Kaufman referring to McChrystal, said sometime before 2013. So Kaufman in the Denver Post expressing serious reservations about supporting an escalation. Also, a congressman named Jason Chaffetz of Utah, a Republican congressman of Utah, said he's going to give a speech calling on President Obama to bring U.S. troops home from Afghanistan. So a couple of courageous Republicans standing up and saying the escalation is unacceptable. Interestingly, Democratic senators are making their own set of news. Carl Levin, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, insisted this weekend that had it not been for the Bush administration's failure to catch Osama bin Laden in 2001, there likely would be no debate about sending more troops to Afghanistan. Addressing a new Senate Foreign Relations Committee report claiming bin Laden was nearly captured by U.S. forces at Tora Bora, Levin argued that had the capture taken place, quote, there would be a good chance we would not have forces or need to have forces in Afghanistan. And additionally, senators are also warning about the costs of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island, the Democrat, says we have to begin to pay for everything we do, whether it's broken out specifically or not, and paid for attacks is a detail that we've got to figure out. We discussed that war surtax proposal, my old boss David Obey on CNN this weekend, pushing for a surtax to pay for the escalation. And so it gets thicker and thicker. Stick around. We're going to talk about the potential for World War III next.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like an exclusive discounted rate at Hilton Hotels when booking online. Making your holiday travel plans? Now through December 31st, 2009, Visa Signature cardholders receive a 25% discount off Hilton's best available rate. That's 25% off just for being a cardholder. So make the best of this holiday season. To take advantage of this special Hilton offer, book your stay at participating Hilton Hotels now at Visa.com/Hilton. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. And to check out a full list of perks, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchase must be made with a valid U.S. issued Visa Signature card.
Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-600-9721. That's 1-800-600-9721. 1-800-600-9721.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. He slipped through their fingers. Police in Seattle say the man suspected of killing four suburban police officers yesterday morning has escaped from a house they'd staked out. CBS News correspondent John Blackstone's at the scene.
Overnight, police in Seattle believed they had Maurice Clements trapped in a house they'd surrounded. But early this morning, heavily armed officers finally entered the building, and Clements wasn't there.
Now, police believe Clements was in the house but may have made his escape before they arrived. They think that he might have been badly wounded by one of the officers before he was shot to death inside a coffee shop. It's not a pretty picture. Consumer Reports magazine says it's tested chickens purchased in 22 states, and most of them were tainted. CBS News consumer correspondent Susan Cope.
62% of the birds had some level of Campylobacter. 14% had Salmonella. 9% had both. Only 34% of the chickens were completely clean of both pathogens.
Making it increasingly important, she says, for consumers to handle and prepare chicken properly. But the Supreme Court has upheld a huge damage award against Ford. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports from Washington.
Benetta Buell Wilson was paralyzed in 2002 when she swerved to avoid a metal object and lost control of her Ford Explorer. It flipped over 4.5 times. She was first awarded $369 million. That has been trimmed to $82.6 million. Ford challenged the punitive damages portion, saying it should not be penalized for producing a vehicle that met federal safety standards. The High Court, without comment, let the award stand.
Tiger Woods has taken responsibility for an accident early Friday morning that sent him to the hospital, but he's declined 3 times to talk to Florida State Police about the circumstances. CBS News correspondent Randall Pinkston has the latest from Windermere, Florida.
The website TMZ is reporting that Florida authorities are looking into obtaining a search warrant to determine if indeed Tiger Woods' injuries were caused by a car accident or some other means. This morning, a spokesperson for the Florida Highway Patrol told us that they have not issued any statements of that effect to any news media.
And a New York woman linked romantically to Woods in tabloid reports is denying she ever had an affair with a golfer. One of the world's best tennis players has been hit with a record fine and put on notice she had better be on her best behavior. CBS News reporter Vicky Barker with that story.
Time, match officials fined Serena Williams $10,000 for her foul-mouthed outbursts at the U.S. Open. Now, Grand Slam officials have raised it to $82,500. If Williams can't keep her temper in check for 2 years, the fine goes up to $175,000, and the world number one could be suspended from the Grand Slam tournament. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Now, checking stocks at this hour, a mixed picture on Wall Street. The Dow is up 13 points, the NASDAQ down about 3, the S&P 500 up a point. This is CBS News.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Over 70 years in the Empire State Building, they'll sell diamonds wholesale without a middleman's markup. That's right, GIA-graded diamonds at half the price of famous high-end jewelers. Qualified buyers may have diamonds into their home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So save half on your diamonds. Visit at dialadiamond.com or call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF.
At Intuit, we love buttons. Start buttons, send buttons, you push the button and it just happens. Well, we do the same thing with your small business payroll. Intuit Online Payroll has a Create Paychecks button. When you need to pay your employees, just type in their hours and push the Create Paychecks button. Intuit Payroll does all the calculations to create your paychecks and helps you pay your taxes. There's even live help if you need it. Get a 30-day free trial of Intuit Online Payroll at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Twittering could cost you if you get caught doing it behind the wheel. State Patrol Chief Jim Wolfenbarger says new rules don't mean he's going to radically change the patrol obligations of duty officer. He's hoping for voluntary compliance.
The best we can get out of this is that people understand, A, first, it's against the law to do so, and B, turn off the vibration, turn off the alerts while you're driving, and then get to it once you get to your spot so you can do so safely.
Second, violations will cost drivers double. As part of the texting law, 16 and 17-year-olds caught using a cell phone in any context are breaking the law. Colorado has had gold rushes, silver rushes, and now a wind farm rush, but the town council in La Vida is saying, what's the rush? The council is on record opposing a planned 7,000-acre wind farm 2 miles from town. The proposed Silver Mountain wind farm is next to a county-designated scenic corridor. In sports, what looked to be an easy win on paper turned out to be anything but that on the court. The Denver Nuggets lost at home last night to the Minnesota Timberwolves 106-100. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where southbound I-25 remains busy as you're making your way past DU on towards Evans. Now, if you're cruising north on 25 underneath those bridges, speeds are still running in the 30-mile-an-hour range as you're heading towards 6th Avenue and onwards towards downtown. Westbound 36, heavy in spots after Wadsworth, cruising towards Boulder. Surface Street crashes, a couple of them in the cleanup stages. Those are Santa Fe and Union, as well as Holly and Cherry Creek Drive south. One just coming in, though, happened at 8th and Colorado. An SUV also hit a power pole, some line are down in that area. They're waiting for Excel to get out there and help them out to clean that one up. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day, high of around 59, almost 60 degrees. Getting chilly in the overnight, low dropping down to 30, currently 38 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Paulina.
Winter driving, it's just not normal.
When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snowplows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snowplows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snowplow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Talk. Clear, crisp day here on the Front Range, going up to the mid-50s, sun in the forecast. Joining us now, William Scott. He's the one of the co-authors of the new book, Counterspace, The Next Hours of World War III. It's the follow-up to the initial book, Space Wars, The First 6 Hours of World War III, and it looks at... It games out exactly what it says it games out, the first hours of what a World War III in this technological era would look like. William Scott is the former bureau chief of Aviation Week and Space Technology magazines and a U.S. Air Force test pilot school flight test engineer graduate, and he also served as a space communications security engineer at the National Security Agency, so his resume is perfect for writing a book like this. Mr. Scott, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Hey, good to be with you, David. Thanks.
And I should mention that William Scott will be at the Tattered Cover in Highlands Ranch tomorrow, Tuesday, December 1st. Again, at the Tattered Cover tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at the Tattered Cover in Highlands Ranch to discuss his new book. And you know, this book is—it's obviously pretty scary. It looks at what a World War III would actually look like. Give us some of the scenarios, if you can, that we potentially face if there was to be a World War III that you think people might not even know about or think about. Because when you hear World War III, people think, you know, standard nuclear weapons, sort of the Soviet U.S. Model that has been seen in movies throughout the 80s and the 90s. What would a World War III today look like?
Well, thanks, David. I should point out that both of these books are fiction, but they take place, the first one in 2010, the new one, Counterspace, takes place in 2011. And the World War III aspect really centers around space. And the whole idea that we could actually be at war in space without even knowing it. In other words, the war could have started and we don't even know it. That's why the first book's subtitle is The First 6 Hours of World War III. You know, if somebody started messing with our satellites, it takes quite a while sometimes to actually figure out that they are under attack. And then the next big problem, as we point out in Space Wars, is who's doing it, and then why are they doing it? And whatever they are doing, does it constitute a state of an act of war? So all these questions are examined through fiction in both the books. Now, the new book, Counterspace, kicks off with North Korea launching a missile. Of course, NORAD notices that right away. And gets everybody on the line, the president, the prime minister of Canada, and a lot of the military people. But the missile does not arc over. It goes up to 137 miles above the surface of the Earth, and a nuclear weapon detonates. Well, immediately the direct radiation kills more satellites in space, but there's also an electromagnetic pulse. It's almost like a lightning strike on thousands of ground-based systems, knocking out microchips, etc. So immediately we have a mess in the Northeast Pacific, and we've lost more satellites. So very quickly, the United States and other countries, having lost satellites, are in a space sense blind, mute, and no longer able to communicate. We can no longer navigate because a lot of GPS satellites are down. We can't keep an eye on the bad guys because some of the reconnaissance satellites are knocked out, too. So what happens? Iran, for one, sees this as an opportunity to create mischief, and they attack Israel, and they turn loose what we call Allah's sword, and it's a campaign to activate terrorist cells in the United States. Now, those terrorist cells very quickly use the degraded GPS system to actually cause an airliner to crash and cause a ship to crash into Long Beach Harbor in the fog and cause just an amazing devastation there. So immediately, just because we've lost satellites, terrorists can cause significant damage in this country. And these are done through known vulnerabilities right now that, you know, our military space people are trying desperately to fix and plug those holes. And then finally, Venezuela, with the help of Russia, launches a satellite. They claim it's a research satellite, but then it starts to move and creates a opposes a threat to an on-orbit manned private habitat, what we call a Bigelow Sundancer. So then all this adds up to tensions on a geopolitical scene continue to elevate. China continues to be a concern. And part of it's because through a miscalculation on the U.S. part, we've degraded China's ability to keep track of what's going on with our carriers out in the Pacific, our aircraft carriers. So, and then through some nefarious backdoor dealings on both the U.S. side and the Chinese side, a B-2 bomber is headed for China. And we can't recall it because we've lost some of our communication satellite's ability. So all this adds up, ratchets up rapidly right to the verge of nuclear war between China and the U.S. And I should just say that we resolve the situation through what we call the shoes of the fisherman scenario. And that particular resolution we know will be controversial because a lot of people don't think that's the way we should operate in the real world. Yet others say maybe it's a good idea.
What is that scenario that you refer to? You call it the shoes of the fisherman. What does that mean?
Well, for old people like us, we authors, I should say, came up with that as a throwback to a movie starring Anthony Quinn back in the 70s, I believe it was. Quinn played the Catholic Pope, and in order to avoid all-out war with China, he pledged the wealth of the Catholic Church to buying food and feeding the Chinese people in order to avoid war. Well, there's a rough analogy to that in our counterspace book. Certain things are done on the part of the U.S. in order to give China something to avoid nuclear war, but it's a technological thing. It has to do with space.
And obviously, the linchpin of your argument here in your book, and again, on the line with us is William Scott. His new book, he's one of the co-authors of the new book, Counterspace, The Next Hours of World War III. It is a follow-up to the first book, Space Wars, The First 6 Hours of World War III. William Scott's a former bureau chief for Aviation Week and Space Technology Magazines. He's going to be here at the Tattered Cover tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. at the Tattered Cover in Highlands Ranch. And obviously space is the linchpin. It's almost like if we lose space, according to your research and your book, if we allow space to be vulnerable to security threats, that could create something of a national security domino effect. In the real world and in your fictionalized book, what are some of the things we can do right now to prevent that from happening?
Before I do that, David, I'd like to just point out, to tag on to what you just said, how important space is, not only to national security, but to our economic security. But our space infrastructure and the capabilities that it delivers, they're virtually transparent. And if I may, they affect our daily lives all the time. Let's say you get up first thing in the morning, you kick on the TV just to catch the news while you're getting ready for work. But all you get is cannot acquire signal. Well, what's going on? My DirecTV, my Dish TV is down, or maybe it's even your cable system is down because it too depends on signals that at some point go through satellites. All right, you head for work. You whip into the bank, try to get a little cash from the ATM. The ATM system says cannot dispense or cannot authorize. See teller inside. Well, the bank's closed, so you press on. Stop at the gas station, put your card in at the pump, and you get the little message back that says cannot authorize. See attendant inside. So what's the common element here? Actually, all of those things, the authorization processes, the signals from for your TV, all pass through satellites. And if those satellites are gone, a lot of those capabilities we take for granted are immediately gone as well. It's almost like if we lose our space capabilities, it's like pouring molasses on our society. And we immediately have to go back to the ways we did things long ago. Of course, on the military side, the national security side, we actually cannot conduct operations without the use of our space, our satellites and other space-based systems. Even the UAVs, the unmanned vehicles that fly over Afghanistan and Iraq right now, they're controlled by people who fly them from Nevada, from an Air Force base near Las Vegas. So how do they communicate with them? Of course, by satellites.
How well protected is our space infrastructure? I mean, obviously, it would take some technological know-how to be able to knock it out. You got to actually, whoever might want to knock it out, has to actually get up there and be able to, cause havoc. How well protected is our space infrastructure right now, and what do we have to do to better protect it?
It's fairly well protected right now, David. Some of our satellites are hardened, we call it. They were designed and built in order to withstand and actually operate through a nuclear war. But a lot of them are not. And the interesting thing is you don't have to actually hit the satellite itself. You don't have to knock it out of commission. The information we get from satellites depends on radio links from the ground to the satellite, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with some fairly unsophisticated means, people can actually jam those links. So if you can't get the signal through the jamming, it doesn't work. You know, if somebody wants to jam the right frequency, we cannot hear you on your radio station right now. On the other side of the link are the ground stations. Well, we can protect our ground stations pretty well. But still, you know, even a truck bomb or an RPG fired through the fence can take out a ground station. So, yes, we can protect the ground station. There are technical ways of protecting the links, and there are ways of hardening the satellites. That's all on the military, the national security side. But our economic security is dependent a great deal on communication satellites, on GPS, et cetera, on the commercial side. And those satellites typically are not protected. The links aren't protected, and the ground stations are not protected. Ironically, sometimes during operations, the military uses, about 80% of the military communications traffic goes through commercial satellites. So there's a great need to protect those commercial satellites as well, and we're working on that. More and more the commercial people are starting to realize the value of those satellites. But there are lots of hurdles to protecting them, believe me. Most of them are cost-related. And as one guy likes to say, I, as a commercial operator, will be more than glad to protect my satellite, to put sensors on my satellite so that you know if somebody is messing with it, if it takes no power, it takes no space, and it doesn't cost you.
Of course, of course. William Scott, he's the author of the new book, Counterspace, The Next Hours of World War III. It's a follow-up to his first book. He's a co-author of the book, Space Wars, The First 6 Hours of World War III. He's going to be at the Tatter Cover in Highlands Ranch tomorrow at 7:30, tomorrow, Tuesday, December 1st, at the Tatter Cover in Highlands Ranch. You can go get the book there. You can meet Mr. Scott. You can ask him any questions you want to ask him about this, about the centrality of space to our economy, to our national security. William Scott, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Well, thank you, David. Appreciate it.
921 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to open up a new discussion about, yes, Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods in the news for getting into a car accident. And the interesting and, I think, disturbing twist here, that Tiger Woods is refusing to talk to the police. Is Tiger Woods getting special treatment because he's a celebrity? If you or I got into a similar accident, got into a similar mayhem, and the police came to our doors, if you or I, just the average person, and police came to our doors, do you think the police would tolerate you or I saying, nah, we're not going to talk to you, it's not worth it to talk to you, we're just not going to talk to you? Do you think the police would tolerate, do you think the police should tolerate that? Or is Tiger Woods getting special treatment? Is this the Roman Polanski treatment for Tiger Woods? Now, I don't want to say that Tiger Woods was convicted of statutory rape. Of course, he wasn't. But you get my point here. Is this another example of celebrities being given special treatment by a celebrity-obsessed society? We will open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo to discuss it after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Things looking really good on the freeways around Denver now. We're back in the 50s and 60s on C-470 as you're making your way across Littleton to Highlands Ranch. Also on 25 moving from the Denver Tech Center up into downtown. No problems on both sides of 25 now. Same deal on 225 and Aurora, showing speeds in the 50s and 60s. Do have a couple of accidents northbound Santa Fe at Union. That's been there for about 90 minutes, almost a couple hours. Also a new one at 8th and Colorado. Power lines are down there as well. So do beware of that one. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, but warmer with highs in the upper 50s. Right now, 42 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Shop. Get ready to take down a number that will change the way you look at home loans forever. I call it My Bank, My Loan, My Way. It's a line of credit that pays off your existing loan and keeps your equity available to you when you need it. And it uses your normal household checking account to lower your average daily balance, and you pay a lot less interest, which shortens your loan without changing your spending habits. The best home loan ever. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
There. Cool jacket.
Oh, thanks. My wife got it for me at REI. Perfect gift for days like this.
No kidding. Crisp winter air, lots of fresh snow, the sun is shining. Does it get any better than this?
Let's think about that for a minute. Yeah, no, this
doesn't.
Is pretty much best thing ever.
Yeah.
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Guarantee your holiday happiness by giving great gifts from REI. Hurry into your local REI store or shop REI.com. REI, find out.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. It's now at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora bracelets, beads, earrings, and charms from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection, literally hundreds of items.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared on December 4th and 5th and get a Pandora jewelry box free with each $100 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like an exclusive discounted rate at Hilton Hotels when booking online. Making your holiday travel plans? Now through December 31st, 2009, Visa Signature cardholders receive a 25% discount off Hilton's best available rate. That's 25% off just for being a card. So make the best of this holiday season. To take advantage of this special Hilton offer, book your stay at participating Hilton Hotels now at Visa. Visa.com/Hilton. Look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. And to check out a full list of perks, visit Visa.com/Signature. More people go with Visa. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchase must be made with a valid U.S. issued Visa Signature card.
800-560-9010. That's 1-800-560-9010. 1-800-560-9010.
She is the epitome of conservativeness. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, if the Republican Party doesn't back her, it doesn't matter because she's going to get the presidency.
That is from a video on our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. It's a video documentary, about 8 minutes long, of interviews with Sarah Palin supporters at one of her book events in Columbus, Ohio. And when we talk about the idiocracy on this show, on how the stupid is growing in the United States, just watch that video to know exactly what I'm talking about. It's interviews with Sarah Palin supporters, asking them why they support Sarah Palin, and each and every one of them has no actual answer for that question. It's fame for fame's sake, celebrity for celebrity's sake. And speaking of celebrity, Tiger Woods in the news from this car accident that he got into. AP story off the wire just now. Despite presenting his side of the car crash story and asking that it remain, quote, a private matter, Tiger Woods may still not be in the clear. Troopers arriving at his Florida home requesting an interview were turned down for a third straight day, but the Florida Highway Patrol said it will continue to investigate. Tabloid-fueled rumors are now swirling around one of the world's richest and most recognizable athletes, and they could turn out to be more troublesome. About an hour before the troopers arrived Sunday afternoon, Woods released a statement on his website taking responsibility for, but providing few details about, the middle-of-the-night accident that left him dazed, bruised, and bloodied. Quote, this is a private matter, and I want to keep it that way, Woods said. I understand there's curiosity. The many false, unfounded, and malicious rumors that are currently circulating about my family and me are irresponsible. Several public relations believe there was little chance of that request being honored. The world's number one golfer remains hunkered down at his home in an exclusive gated community outside, refusing to speak with law enforcement officials. When troopers arrived at Woods' home on Sunday, his attorney gave them Woods' driver's license, registration, and insurance as required by law for such accidents. This time, the meeting, though, was not rescheduled. Patrol spokeswoman said investigators spoke with them who made the 911 call on Saturday and might seek out others who were at the scene as well. Evidently, he hit a fire hydrant, then hit a tree. And in the tape of a 911 call released by the police, the unidentified neighbor told the dispatcher, I have a neighbor, he hit a tree, and we came out here just to see what was going on. I see him, and he's laying down. The caller did not identify the neighbor as Woods. When asked if the victim was unconscious, the neighbor replied, yes. Parts of the call were inaudible because of a bad connection. At one point, the voice of a woman is heard yelling, what happened? Yet even the release of the 911 tapes and Woods' statement failed to answer the questions of police and several others. Where was he going? How did he lose control of his SUV at such a speed that the airbags didn't deploy? Why were both rear windows of the Cadillac Escalade smashed? If it was a careless mistake, why not speak to state troopers trying to wrap up the investigation? So the question is whether Tiger Woods is getting special treatment here. Is he getting special treatment from the police? Is this another instance of celebrities getting special treatment? We saw this with Roman Polanski, a guy who was convicted of statutory rape, who was then allowed essentially to live in Europe and not be extradited, not be arrested. Is this another example of celebrities being treated in a way that you and I, the average person, would never be treated? This idea that police are being turned away from even investigating him, investigating this accident, is this special treatment for Tiger Woods? 303-713-7600. Or is this just Tiger Woods using his constitutional rights? I mean, I could see it both ways here. I mean, I'm a little bit disturbed by the fact that he causes this ruckus, you know, runs over public property, a fire hydrant, et cetera, et cetera. It's a clear accident, has to go to the hospital, and won't even talk to authorities. But I also think, you know, people have a right to privacy, and even if you're a celebrity, you have a right to some privacy. I just don't understand why he's not allowing anybody to investigate, even in a minimal way, what happened. What do you think? 303-713-7600. I also want to throw out one other topic here in this last half hour of the broadcast. Speaking of double standards, we have heard a lot about the tragic shooting at Fort Hood. And we have heard a lot about how the suspected shooter was Muslim. I have not heard anybody mention the religion of the suspected shooter in Washington State. The suspected shooter who shot yesterday four police officers in Washington State. I have not heard anybody talk about the religion of the alleged wrongdoer, the suspect in this story from Ohio. I don't know if you heard about this story. About 35 pipe bombs, an assortment of firearms, hundreds of rounds of ammunition were found in a former doctor's apartment following two loud explosions in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Authorities who found the arsenal Monday night said they don't know why he had the weapons or whether he planned to use them. Mark Campano, 56, was charged Wednesday with one count of an unlawful possession of a pipe bomb, according to law enforcement authorities. Campano appeared before a judge, waived a preliminary hearing, and was held on charges by federal marshals. I don't hear any of the people in Colorado or nationally who have railed and railed and railed about terrorism in the wake of the Fort Hood shooting, and who have tried to fearmonger on the basis of religion and race and ethnicity. I have heard none of these people talk about these latest events in our increasingly violent and militarized country. I have heard none of them ask questions about the religion of the suspected shooter in Washington. Nobody talking about what the motive might be of this person in Ohio who was creating a massive, massive arsenal of weapons. An explosion that happened in the arsenal shook an entire apartment complex. Is that a double standard? And if so, why? 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones. Richie, you're on AM 760. Hello, Richie.
Hey, Dave, how you been, man?
All right, man.
Listen, Tiger is just like Jordan. Remember, there was always scandal around Jordan. Jordan kept his mouth shut, didn't let anybody in, stayed out of the fray. He was untouchable. So is Tiger. And he's getting treated unfairly in the opposite way. From what I understand, if you have a traffic accident like that in Florida, you're only required to show your license, registration, and proof of insurance, which he did. It's none of their business. What are they investigating for? If that happened to me and you, they would have given us a ticket, and that would have been the end of it.
Well, I don't know, man. You know, it's like I can't believe that if I peel out in the middle of the night out of my house and I hit a tree and I hit a fire hydrant and 911 is called and I'm unconscious, that the police aren't going to investigate what happens. I can't believe that. I just don't believe it.
They're going to give you a reckless driving ticket.
Okay, well, no, but what I'm saying, if they're going to give me a reckless driving ticket, they got to investigate what happened. And my point is, it's a little strange that Tiger Woods seems to be, if not obstructing an investigation. Look, let's separate out the issues, right? There's one set of issues where he's like, look, I'm not going to talk to the media. It's not the public's problem. I don't want the public involved. Fine. That's fine. That's his right. But to not talk to law enforcement who has to look into this?
But he doesn't have to by law in that state. That's what I read. He doesn't have to. And what the one guy that I read said was, usually if the police come and request something like that. They come once, then they go away, and they close the case.
Well, I guess I'll ask.
They're not going to let this go because it's Tiger.
Well, I guess I'll. Yeah, I guess I'll, I guess that's the question: is whether the police will ultimately let this go because it's Tiger Woods or not, and whether it's whether you think there's a problem with after an event like this with somebody just saying, you know, I'm not going to talk to police. I mean, this is a big deal.
Yeah, but I don't want to know that his wife chased him down the driveway with a golf club.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I really don't want to know. I don't want to know that either. I kind of want to know.
I do. Can well, I jump in here, boys? I do.
Why do you want to know that?
Because I do want to know if Tiger Woods is having marital problems with Ellen.
Dude, that's not
and
your business.
I know it's none of my business, but you know.
So wait, so
I want to know. I think
know
the general public is going to know.
Okay, so what you're saying is, Turk, that you would want to know, but you will acknowledge that it's within Tiger's
right. I think it's within his right to say, you know, speak to my attorneys, I'm not saying anything.
Exactly. That's cool.
All right.
But as a general public, hey, man, I'm interested in this story. I can't wait to find out what's happening.
Right. You're,
well, pick up the Inquirer. They'll have plenty of balls.
Yeah, no.
That's all speculation, you know. I want to hear.
I just think, look, I just think, you know, I guess, Richie, you're right. We got to see if the police back off on this. I mean, if the police back off because it's Woods, if they don't cite him, if they don't go forward with an investigation, then you're right. Then there would be a double standard. I think we'll have to see what they do. That's a very good point. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
All right, man.
Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM760.
Hi. I think Tiger got some good legal advice here. If his wife did chase him down the driveway and cause the accident, if he told them the truth, she could get charged, and so he needs to protect her. You have a Fifth Amendment right not to speak to the police, and if you do speak to the police, though, you have a duty to tell them the truth. Look what happened to Martha Stewart. She had a bad lawyer, she talked to the FBI, and she went to prison for lying to the FBI. So, you know, Tiger's protecting either himself or his wife, and I think he's doing the right thing.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I just get worried, and maybe, you know, call me crazy, but I get worried when, you know, superstar famous people start going down the road of, I want to be private, I want my privacy, and I'm not going to talk to law enforcement. And then law enforcement, I mean, there's many examples of where sort of these kinds of things with celebrities, law enforcement ends up going easy on them. I don't want them to go particularly, you know, extra hard on Tiger because he's a celebrity. I just get a little nervous that there's always a little double standard at work here. And, you know, we have examples of that. And, you know, I also find it, and maybe this is just me again, maybe call me crazy, but I always find it a little annoying when celebrities who have made millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, being public people, right? Hundreds of millions of dollars shoving yourself out on the public stage, you know, in a big way, endorsing all sorts of products, you know, really being out there in everybody's face all the time. And then suddenly, when they don't want publicity, they say, I have a right to privacy. Now, of course, they do have a right to privacy. They do. But I just find the complaints, Tiger Woods complaining that he doesn't have any privacy when he has made a life choice to make tens of millions of dollars not having any privacy. He made that choice. Right, that he's not just a golfer. He's a brand. He's a product, and he has chosen that. So I just find it a little bit annoying when celebrities who throw themselves out there then complain that they don't have any privacy and don't take any responsibility for the fact that maybe they've created a life for themselves that has no privacy. Hey, thanks for the call. 9:39 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll get back to our discussion, and I'll fill you in on a ballot initiative proposal from Yes. Tom Tancredo. Another ballot initiative proposal from Tom Tancredo. And on the flip side, a good ballot initiative proposal from our friend of the show, drug policy reform advocate Mason Tvert. So two ballot initiative proposals I'll fill you in on, and then we'll get back to our discussion about Tiger Woods and about the shooters. Why are the people who screamed about the religion of the suspected Fort Hood shooters, why have they said almost nothing about the shooting in Washington, about this arsenal being built in Ohio by this guy Mark Campano? Why the double standard? We'll get back to that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic lights out at Evans in Colorado. That's causing some problems. Also, a crash at 8th in Colorado. Power lines are down there. That's a busy intersection, too, out there by the hospital. If you're in the high country, patchy ice over Loveland Pass. I-70 looking okay for us right now. Also seeing some of the daily construction being set up. Northbound Parker Road got some single-lane closures there around Orchard. Also on 285 out on the west end between Kipling and Federal. Same deal on 36 both ways around Broadway. Have some work there. And on University at C-470. Various single enclosures in both directions there. Your forecast, sunny skies, light winds, a high around 58 degrees today. Tomorrow going to be a little bit cooler, but still dry, no snow. Highs in the upper 40s, right now 44 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by the Colorado Education Project.
Drive home a new 010 Ford Escape today from Freeway Ford for just $15.9. That's a new Ford Escape ready to roll. Ready to roll. After rebates, just $15.9. Get yours now. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or visit am760.net and enter the keyword insulation. Again, that's bestwayinsulation.com or am760.net, keyword insulation.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your every day a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like an exclusive discounted rate at Hilton Hotels when booking online. Making your holiday travel plans? Now through December 31st, 2009, Visa Signature cardholders receive a 25% discount off Hilton's best available rate. That's 25% off just for being a cardholder. So make the best of this holiday season. To take advantage of this special Hilton offer, book your stay at participating Hilton Hotels now at Visa.com/Hilton. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. And to check out a full list of perks, visit Visa.com/Signature. More people go with Visa. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchase must be made with a valid U.S. issued Visa Signature card.
Tonight at 10 on A&E.
The smell is the first thing.
They live in the filthiest conditions.
I can't believe anybody could live this way.
Hoarders in need of help.
This is just the disease. You can't throw anything else.
See why critics are calling Hoarders on A&E compelling, mesmerizing, and fascinating.
It's like I'm just being swallowed alive by garbage.
When the kids were taken, I was in shock.
The new season of Hoarders premieres tonight at 10, right after the season premiere of Intervention, only on A&E.
The Bargain Watch After Thanksgiving Sale is going on now. Save up to 70% on gift certificates for all kinds of stuff. Dining, gifts, entertainment, and more. This weekend only. Bargain Watch is brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
Something you can rely on is easier than you think. I'm Norm Miller, chairman of Interstate Batteries, and our batteries are just around the corner from you. Sold at over 200,000 retailers. Heck, we're in every county in the U.S. And that means it's easier than ever to own the Interstate Battery peace of mind. Because with one of ours, you'll hear this. Instead of this. Call 1-800-CRANK-IT or visit InterstateBatteries.com to find the dealer nearest you. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
Magic Johnson for Rent-A-Center.
There's nothing more exciting than getting the good stuff for the holidays. That's why Rent-A-Center's got quality brand name merchandise with no credit checks, no need for layaway. Hey, check this out. They're even delivered same day, no extra charge. And your satisfaction is always guaranteed. Better get some wrapping paper. You've got work to do. Rent-A-Center, we make it easy to make it your own.
This is a rental purchase transaction. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
9:45 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Going up to mid-50s today, sunny in a sunny forecast until about Wednesday when there's snow in the forecast. Before we get back to our discussion about Tiger Woods and about these shootings, just want to fill you in on a couple ballot initiatives to be expected in the near future here in Colorado. Denver Post reports former Congressman Tom Tancredo has proposed a 2010 ballot measure that would recommend to Colorado's top elected officials that they oppose gun restrictions. The Republican lunatic said he was prompted to act because the Obama administration has announced its intent to participate in negotiations on an international arms trade treaty. Denver Post noting that the treaty would regulate international trade, not domestic sales. But Tancredo argues that gun owners have a right to be concerned. Quote, it's a slippery step to gun confiscation. So Tom Tancredo apparently, and this is what I mean when I call him a lunatic, to believe that an international arms trade treaty to, for instance, try to prevent M16s from being sold to child soldiers in Africa, Tom Tancredo, in the lunatic's mind, believes that that means that the federal government is going to start essentially confiscating shotguns here in Colorado. Really, this is what I'm talking about when I talk about a lunatic. This is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the idiocracy. And to understand what I mean when I talk about the idiocracy, please go to our website, am760.net, click over to the J. Marvin page, and watch the video of the Sarah Palin supporters at an event in Columbus, Ohio. It will give you a sense of what the stupid really, really is in the United States. Another ballot initiative probably going to be on our ballot, a much better one. Westward reports that the two most important people in Colorado's marijuana scene, Brian Vicente and Mason DeVert, both friends of the show, they are looking potentially to pass a statewide initiative in 2012 that will legalize marijuana for all Coloradans over 21. We're going to try to get Brian Vicente and or Mason DeVert on the show to discuss that. So that's probably coming down the pike in 2012. We'll go back to the phones now. The open two questions. One, Tiger Woods refusing to talk to police after his big accident where he was hospitalized, refusing to talk to police for the third time today in Florida. He will not cooperate with an investigation into the accident. Is he right or wrong to not talk to the police in this bizarre situation? Is he right to simply say, hey, I'm just going to protect my privacy and not cooperate with the investigation? Or is he making the wrong choice? And do you think the police are going to give him special treatment because he's a famous celebrity? Also, feel free to weigh in on this question. We've heard about this tragic shooting of four police officers in Washington State yesterday. Also, this happened on the AP wire, this over the AP wire a couple days ago. Police in Ohio uncovered a massive weapons arsenal after a big explosion in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. And my question is, all the people, all the right-wingers who've been railing on the suspected shooter in the Fort Hood tragedy, railing on that shooter's religion, they're nowhere to be found in talking about this shooting in Washington, this arsenal in Ohio. Why aren't they mentioning the religion of the suspected people in these tragedies? Is that a double standard, and what's the double standard about? 303-713-7600 is the number, 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines. We'll go to Evan in Longmont. Evan, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, good morning. Let's see. I find more of a parallel with this with Dick Cheney, actually, and shooting that guy in the face and not speaking to law enforcement for hours. And it's kind of obvious that there was a crime involved. He was drunk when he did it and wouldn't take a breathalyzer or anything like that. I think Tiger Woods might be covering up a crime.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to lead you, I think, people to at least ask the question. You know, I mean, look, I'm all for people having the right to enforce their privacy within the law. I mean, everyone has a right to the Fifth Amendment, for instance. But it doesn't mean that we don't have the right to say, hey, what's going on here, right? Why would you not talk to police after an accident like this.
And it also speaks to the fact that if you attain a certain level of notoriety, celebrity, political power, or whatever, that you're pretty much immune from ever having to answer for anything you do.
Well,
and that's very upsetting.
I think we learned that. I think you're right. We did learn that with Dick Cheney, or we were reminded of that with Dick Cheney. We will see. Let's leave open the judgment here. We'll see what happens in this Tiger Woods case. I mean, if the police back off, then I think you're right. Because here's the thing. If you or I did this in our neighborhood, you better believe the police wouldn't back off, right? I mean, they would do an investigation, and even if we behaved exactly like Tiger Woods is behaving, we would probably...
Obstructing an investigation.
Yeah, we'd probably get in some trouble, right? And we'd probably be at least cited. So we'll see if the Florida police drop this case because of Tiger Woods' fame and celebrity. They certainly, I think you're right, I think Dick Cheney was treated with kid gloves. Roman Polanski was treated with kid gloves for years and years and years. And I think unfortunately, that's the way things have come to work in the United States. And I find it kind of odious. I also find it kind of odious that people like Tiger Woods, as much of a right to privacy as they have, that they make these complaints, oh, I can't get any privacy, when they've made a life choice to make tens of millions of dollars off of throwing themselves at the camera for endorsements, essentially exploiting a lack of privacy for themselves for millions of dollars. They only complain about privacy when they don't like the downsides of having no privacy. And they have a right to privacy. I just find the complaint a little irritating. Hey, thanks for the call, Evan. It's 9:52 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Still just three problems out there, Dave. New crash, Hamden and Akron. That's around Yosemite here in the tech center. Traffic light malfunctions at Evans in Colorado. That's just east of DU. Also got a problem at 8th in Colorado. An accident caused a power line damage there, and that's a busy intersection as well. If you're in the high country, Loveland Pass might be a problem area for you. Patchy ice to be expected there. Forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, but warmer. Highs in the upper 50s. Right now it's 45 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Remember, at King Soopers, you get double fuel points when you buy gift cards. You'll find them for retailers like Home Depot and Best Buy, restaurants, theaters, and more. So give them as gifts or buy them for yourself and earn double fuel points. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
On a tight budget? Most of us are, just like schools and youth programs. But you can help and save money. Buy an ebook for $10 and save up to $20 on groceries from King Soopers, over $8 on Comcast On Demand movies, Copper Mountain and Winter Park 2-for-1 lift tickets, their best season pass deal, and much more. $6 from every $10 purchase supports local education. Get your ebook while supplies last at King Soopers or visit eduproject.com.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until the conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
9:55 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You see this? Carmelo Anthony scored 50 points. 50 points.
On what, Friday night?
Yeah, Friday night. 50 points. That's impressive.
Dude, I think he's the leading scorer in the NBA right now, isn't he?
I think he is.
I think with that 50, he overtook Kobe, Bryant, and I think LeBron James is just right below
those two. I'm just going to say this. As a basketball traditionalist, I am not comfortable with players scoring 50 points. Sorry. I'm much more of a, I want a team game. I think team basketball is much more fun to watch.
The three-point line, too?
I just can't stand it. 50 points means you've shot a ridiculous amount of shots. It bothered me with Jordan. Actually, I'm writing a chapter in my book about this. 50 points is too much for a player to score. It means that the rest of the team is not – it means the team is not playing like a team. That's my take.
That's a good point.
And I'm sticking to it. Go back to the phones about this Tiger Woods issue here. Is there a double standard? Is Tiger Woods refusing to talk to police? Is this yet another example of a sort of double standard whereby celebrities get treated with a different way than the rest of us after this car accident? What do you think? 303-713-7600. Lou in Wyoming. Lou, you're on AM 760.
Hi.
Hey there.
Of course there's a double standard. I'm surprised you haven't seen it before.
Well, I mean, I certainly have. That's why I mentioned Roman Polanski. I mentioned a bunch of other folks. Yeah.
Our justice system is for sale, and it is always, you know, whoever has the most money. If you can pay for the best lawyer in the United States, you can get away with anything.
Well, Lou, let me ask you this question. Do you think ultimately the Florida police will go extra easy on him?
Of course they're going to.
That's your prediction.
I'll bet you anything they will. They won't ticket him. They won't do nothing.
Yeah, I got that feeling, too. I got that. I mean, I don't want to prejudge it, but I got that inkling as well. You know, like they're just going to, because it's Tiger Woods. And the thing is, you know, Lou, if it was you or me who did this, man, the police would not go easy on us.
Well, that's it. I'm a long-haired pot smoker, and I'd be probably punched in the face and hit with a stick.
You would. You definitely would, especially if you got long hair. That's exactly that.
I told him, nope, I'm not talking to you. I'd be cuffed and thrown right in jail immediately.
I don't want to generalize too much, but that's why I bring it up. Because if you or I did that, the average person did that, I think the police would throw the book at us. We'll see if they throw the book at Tiger Woods, if, in fact, he did something wrong. We always have to say if. Thanks for the call. All right, that's the show for today. Get out there while you can. It's sunny. Not going to be sunny for too much longer.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like access to VIP travel packages to attend U.S. ski team and U.S. snowboarding major events at top ski destinations throughout the country. Travel packages for two include deluxe hotel accommodations, lift passes, professional ski and snowboard athlete meet and greets, VIP hospitality at the U.S. ski team and U.S. snowboarding events, and gift bag. For reservations and more information, visit Visa.com/signature. Visa, proud sponsor of the U.S. ski team and U.S. snowboarding. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. And to check out a full list of perks, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchase must be made with a valid U.S. issued Visa Signature card.
691.
Get amazing deals on beauty and spa packages at Bear Creek Salon, VIP golf at Raccoon Creek, and dining at Perfect Landing Restaurant. It's the After Thanksgiving Sale, now through Monday, brought to you by Comcast. Click Bargain Watch at am760.net.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your